Blog Talk Radio.
I can't take it no more. All right. Welcome to Joe's show that's not here. He's not here. Can you believe that? He's not here. So we'll give him a few more minutes and then we'll just shut her down because, you know, you start a show up, you need to be here. I used to do that. Yeah. Remember, Cinnamon? I used to do that when Texas Bob, he'd be late.
Yep.
I would just close it down for the night. Takes a little bit to get this crap up. And it seems like you could show up a little bit early, but nah, something must have come up. Joe's never late. I'm just bullshitting. We're not going anywhere. We're going to wait right here for him. Got a lot of people on the switchboard all of a sudden. What the hell's going on here? I see Adrian. Adrian.
Hello.
Hello, dear. I got to yell.
How are,
you know,
both of you?
Well, we're groovy.
All right.
I'm groovy. Joe will be here. I don't know. You know, we put on these shows, sometimes you kind of run late because you forget to the last minute. I've done that many, many times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He could be
that
in the space.
Sometimes.
Yeah. He could be up in a spaceship.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, well, he'll tell us about it.
Yeah, you will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if he's in a spaceship like on Saturday nights. I think sometimes he's up there floating around.
Yeah, okay.
Brother Joe, my man, he'll be here because when he gets the show going, he comes prepared. Hold on, there's a Skype number right here. Could this be the one? And I had a whole intro for Joe, and wasn't even here. I was gonna play the space deal and introduce him and everything. Then I looked, and he's not even there. Joe, is this you, dear?
Will you stop with your complaining? I've been here early.
Oh, you weren't here.
You never saw me. Jesus Christ. I'm going to have to work.
You weren't here at 9 o'clock.
I was here before 9. You just took a look at the switchboard, and I've been listening to you the whole time. You said, Joe's not here. He's up in the spaceship.
You must have been the three, the area code.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, you were still late. It might have been.
I wasn't late because
you were late.
The one was there the whole time. I pressed the one before. I'm going to call back on that number because way people can hear me.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on.
What?
It says the number's still here. Yeah, are you on to?
It is. I know. I hung up. Hold on a sec. Let me make sure.
Yeah. It says you're still here.
Oh, for God's sake. See, that's okay.
You're all confused. There you go.
All right. Now that should be it, right?
Yeah, you hung up this time.
Okay, I'm going to call back on that number.
All right, buddy.
All right.
I got you.
It take a few seconds.
I know. We'll wait.
Testing it. All right.
All right, Joe. You know, when you're a star like Joe...
That's right. Tell him.
You get confused. because he's been on so many shows, he's in such high demand. He gets confused, and that's understandable.
No, that's not it.
I thought you were hanging up.
I just called back.
It just now came up.
Okay.
Now, hold on.
Okay. That's,
all right.
I hear. I'm hanging up on this one.
Oh, boy, what a shit show we got going tonight, folks.
You know, wait a minute.
Oh.
Complaining about me. I'm going to have to get a new co-pilot.
Yeah, you have to do this.
Let me put my earbuds in here. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I vote that we get a new co-pilot for the next time I do a show. It's Cinnamon.
I will agree. I will go with that. I'll vote for that, James. Daniel, you're on. Or Kathy, I don't know.
I forgot to hit one about 5 minutes ago.
There you go.
I've been listening to y'all talk. I'm like, why can't I?
We already started a fight. The show hasn't even started yet.
Oh, my God. Here we go again.
I know. All right. Okay, good. I'm glad you guys are here. Thank you, Adrian, Cinnamon, Donnie, Daniel, and Kat, if you're here, and anybody else who's here. I'm hearing the verb. Is that me?
Might be me. I'm going to go back on mute.
Okay. Let's see if that's Adrian. You and Adrian always.
Good. Well, yeah. Okay. So, I'm glad you guys are here. Thanks for coming. I wanted to do the alien show for 2 hours. But first, let me give out the number for those who are listening to this show and download. It is 1-347-324-3752. And thanks to Donnie for allowing me to be the host again on his show, on his network. Donnie's been around for 16 years, and that number that I gave you, that's the number for his show on Saturdays. He hasn't missed a show in 16 years on Saturdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we talk about everything and anything. Mainly political, of course, but whatever is interesting that pops up. So today is April 25th, 2022, Monday night. And my name is Joe, and I will be your host for the next 2 hours. And the topic of the show tonight is going to be about one particular approach. I don't think anybody's really really done with aliens. I want to go down a certain rabbit hole tonight. I want to talk about what is it. First off, I think all of us on the line agree that aliens exist, and they're here, and they've infiltrated the government. Now, does anybody disagree with anything I've said with regards to the aliens so far?
No.
Okay. So what I want to talk about is why are humans catering to the aliens? What is it about them, if they do exist, and I believe they do, even though I don't have proof, but I just connect the dots, and I gave that reason on some other shows, and I can do it again later on. But why are the humans, the military, the politicians, the governors, the mayors, et cetera, why are they catering to the aliens? Why are the aliens in control? Does anybody have an answer to that? I have an answer, but before I give my answer, does anybody have an answer to that?
I'll take a shot.
Okay.
I believe, of course, it started back in around 1938, maybe even before that. The Nazis were the first ones to per se cut a deal with the aliens,
mm-hmm.
with the reptilian Dracos that live beneath the surface. They're the ones that cut a deal, and of course the Germans lost the war, but they didn't in a way because. Half of the smart Germans came to the United States. What, Paperclip, Operation Paperclip?
Right.
The other half went to the Soviet Union, and
right.
they were spread out amongst the continents. You know, so in a way, Germany did not lose the war, you know.
Well, they also
they infiltrated every country known to man at the time, you know.
Yeah, they also, Daniel, they were far advanced in their military equipment than we were.
Right.
They were working on things that was unbelievable. I've seen the pictures. A lot of people think, though, is when we dropped the bomb on Japan is when people really started seeing UFOs. That's what I was reading today. I don't know.
That's a good point. I never thought about that.
Now, what I remember about the advanced technology the Germans had before they lost the war was that they came out with the Messerschmitts, the first jets. Now, nobody had produced jets up until that time. And it surprised the British, the RAF, and it surprised the American pilots. But all of a sudden, here comes this flying object with no propeller just whizzing right on by. And people might attribute that kind of technology to the aliens. Now, the reason I want to go down that rabbit hole is, again, yeah, maybe they did, Daniel, but why? What is it that the aliens had that would induce humans to become traitors? If the aliens were all that powerful, why didn't they just conquer the Earth? Why do they need us? For example, when you see Star Trek, right, and you see the Starship Enterprise, you know that Enterprise, one ship, if it goes to a planet and that planet has the same kind of technology we do, even atomic bombs, the Starship Enterprise is going to, if it wants to, okay, will completely just destroy the planet, inhabit the planet, rob the planet of all the natural resources. It doesn't need, you know, humans, or it doesn't need the inhabitants of that world in order to make any kind of deals. So why are these aliens making deals with us? If they're so superior, why do they need us?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we have resources they need to stay in their existence. I don't know.
Well, they can't come top because of their skin and stuff. You know, they have to stay bottom side. But we're the commodity ourselves. We are the commodity. They need us because for one thing, they eat human. They eat human flesh. They traffic humans. Just like they traffic humans here on Earth, they traffic humans throughout the solar system, throughout the universe. Universe, not solar system. Universe. So, yes, they need us. They need us to trust in them, you know. They need us to, and of course they lie to us and tell us, you know, you're going to live forever. We've got this technology, and they've got technologies that can extend your lifespan, but not live forever. But who knows what they're telling. I'm gonna call them the elite. The elite are the ones that have cut deals with these people, you know, because they have tons of money. You know, they have control of these underground cities, you know, with all this money and stuff. But yeah, the human being, we are a commodity ourselves. We're just like cattle or corn, you know, to these aliens.
So my question is, I'm a Rothschild. I'm the richest fucking bastard in the entire goddamn world. Okay, me and my family. Now, I don't know when the aliens first landed. Maybe they landed around the 1940s, made the deals with the Germans, maybe not. But for centuries, I'm the richest bastard in the entire world. I created international banking. I funded all kinds of wars between nations. I was a friend and enemy to all of the nations because I funded the warfare and the conflict that they did between each other. So now I've been around for a long time. I'm the king of the hill. Why would I want to cater to these bastards? I got everything. What can the aliens offer me?
Well, they could take it all away, couldn't they? Couldn't they just take it all away? Yeah, aliens.
I believe
they
so.
They can take everything the Rothschilds have.
Well, if they could, why haven't they?
Well, maybe they're on the same team. Maybe one's helping the other.
Which means that the aliens aren't as powerful as we think they are. Okay?
Well,
they may be underground. They may be underground. They
mm-hmm.
may have come from other dimensions. Or they may have come from other universes or other planets. My particular theory is that they have powers, but they're not as powerful as we think they are. And that immortality that you were talking about, Danny, are you going to say something? Like what? What are you going to say, Danny?
Oh, I was just going to say I totally agree with you as far as how powerful they are. You know, their powers are limited. They do have more
yeah.
powers than what we have. But it's just because, you know, we have been fed all these poisons through food, air, and water and everything else all these years.
Mm-hmm.
If they hadn't done that to us, we would be able to use we would be telepathic. We could use telekinesis.
Yeah.
Those are the next two powers as far as ascending, you know, as far as
mm-hmm.
evolution. And they and shape shifting. And they can do that. They can do all three of those, but
mm-hmm.
that's as far as it goes. As far as their personal powers. Now, as far
mm-hmm.
as their advanced technology, that's a totally different thing. Like the particle beam weapons and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do have all that, which, from what I understand, we have that technology also now. We've taken it from them.
Now, here's where I agree with you on that, on the powers. Now, I was thinking about that the other day, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have the show. It's because I do think they have powers, and I think those powers have been written about in folklore, not as aliens.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
what I think they are is that, yeah, I wondered, I'm a Rothschild or a Rockefeller. Why would I want to be bothered with these people? These people want to take my status. They want to take me away from the king of the hill. They want to instill themselves as the rulers of the planet.
Now,
why
would
I want that?
Well, if they don't take it, they'll just take it, say, to Russia. And if they take it, then the Russians, oligarchs are much more powerful than the United States oligarchs. So we got to take it. We'll make a deal with them to keep Russia or China or whatever country. That could be one reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that begs the question. What is it that they have that we want, and why would we give it up to them? Human nature isn't like that. You know, if you've known, anyway, all of us have known greedy bastards, greedy, ambitious, ruthless bastards. They don't want to give up shit. So along comes a bunch of aliens, and all of a sudden these greedy, ruthless bastards like the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, and Hitler, and Stalin, and Pol Pot, etc., all of a sudden they're going to give up their power to a bunch of strangers, especially from outer space. What is it that the aliens can offer now? And if anybody else has any comment, that's cool. And then after you finish with your comments, I'm going to give you my theory.
Let me throw this at you. What do they have to offer? I'm going to end with that. But I watched a video the other day from a guy who's privy to aliens and stuff like that. He's had encounters with aliens. He knows all about them. Gene Decode. I don't know if any of y'all ever watched Gene Decode.
I looked him up when you recommended him a couple
yeah.
of weeks ago.
He's just a great guy. He's an older cat. He's just a great guy. But anyways, he seems to think, and other videos do too, other people do too, these aliens were here before man were.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about them as strangers, as, you know, maybe they came to Earth, you know, they were here before we were.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't go against, I'm a Christian, and I don't want to get off on that, but it doesn't go against the Bible like a lot of people think. A lot of people think, you know, if you believe in aliens, you don't believe in the Bible. That is not true. God said, God made man. He did. It don't talk about when he made the extraterrestrials. We don't know when he made them. You know, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you when I think he made them, you know. But he could have made a billion species, and then he got the man, you know. We don't know. But they've been here on Earth. And like I said, they can't come topside because of their skin. They come from a star system with a brown dwarf as a sun, not a yellow dwarf. It's a lot dimmer. Therefore, therefore
they can't take topside.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah, they can't. They can't come topside. You know, and that's a lot of people think that's why people like Gates and everybody are trying with this weather warfare. And with the clouds and with the pollution to try to dim the sun where they can.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that.
That's a possibility.
I've heard that.
That's a possibility. We all know that I believe that they're trying to terraform the planet. Now, if Adrian or Sentiment has any comments, then I'll be glad to listen to him. If not, I'm going to propose my particular theory.
Well, I'm just going to pop in and say, the reason they would want to work for the aliens is they get to stay alive.
So, in other words, you're assuming that
the
aliens... go ahead, sir.
Yeah, go ahead and use the other humans as food or slaves. We'll even help you, you know, round people up. But we get to stay alive.
Yeah.
You mean the ones that they're making the deals with, the traitors? They stay alive.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Adrian, any thoughts?
It's all very interesting to me. I just happen to believe that, as you speak about the Rothschilds and Gates and all, you don't think that they could have somehow taken over their bodies?
That's a possibility. Yeah.
I don't know, you know, but I know that there are strange phenomenons here.
Right.
I do know that. But I just listen to you all because you all know more about this than I do.
No.
I don't know anything. I'm making propositions based upon my connecting the dots.
Okay.
And I like to get other people's opinions about it because up until a few weeks, I always believed that it was always possible that aliens could be here. Why not? I also believed the reverse of that, that we could be the only ones in the universe. You have to start out with number one. Why couldn't it be us? Why can't we be the first sentient beings of the universe? And then 1,000 years from now or 10,000 years from now, there'll be other beings on other planets because we're the star beings, possibly. And again, we could be one of a million different civilizations in a universe or in parallel universes. I'm always open to any kind of possibility. So I'm just making conjecture. And here's my theory. I'm thinking, yeah, aliens are here, but they're not all powerful. They have certain powers. If they were all powerful, they would have conquered the Earth within minutes. A Starship Enterprise could have done it within minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have that kind of technology.
I think
so. Why are human? But if they do, then why are they spending decades and decades trying to conquer the world as opposed to doing it in 5 minutes?
Who said they were trying to conquer the world? I don't think they're trying to do that. Not at all. I don't think that's happening. Not at all. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think they're trying to conquer the world, but I think that there may be parts. It's really kind of hard to put this together when you start looking at like Phantom in other parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's we think in terms of a genocide, Why couldn't that be alien beings doing that to maybe conquer that part of the world? They could live there and nobody would know still while they work on whatever they're working on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like Bigfoot, they're connected. They think Bigfoot and UFOs and have something in common because nobody can catch a Bigfoot. If they even exist, you see a clean picture of one or something, whether it could be Bigfoot or not. They had one on camera the other night, and it was on the History Channel, and it just disappeared. And the lady, there's a scientist that is with these guys, and she doesn't believe in Bigfoot at all. She said, I can't explain that. I watched it with my own eyes. This wasn't on tape. She said, this wasn't on film. And I watched it just go away. It disappeared, gone. And she said, I can't explain that. I can't. And she doesn't believe in it, but every time they've seen something, there will be an orb, that like an orb in the sky, or two or three orbs around where they seen this, whatever they call a Bigfoot. And maybe that's got something to do with it. How about the cows that are being mutilated? No blood. Looks like a surgeon is taking out the organs. Mm-hmm. And leaving no blood, and they take the carcass of the cow, put it, you know, if you got a big ranch, you take your dead animals way out there and let the other animals feed on them. Well, these cows aren't touched. The birds won't fly down on them. The coyotes won't come down and eat any of it at all. They won't be touched. And then they took it and get some of the meat to get it analyzed. And there's something, a vet said he's never seen anything like it. But there's something, he found something that he can't explain. And don't get me to tell you what it is because I already forgotten it. So, but anyway, I mean, there's things going on that can't be. Right now we can't explain it. At least I can't explain it.
There's a lot of strange things happening. We can all agree to that.
Yes.
And, you know, just like you're talking about Bigfoot and the scientists that didn't believe in Bigfoot, maybe because she didn't believe is why the reason why she got to get a glimpse of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. They showed, you know, she was, because I've seen this lady on a lot of these, they go all over the world checking on these Bigfoot stories, and she just doesn't believe it. But she said, this is something I have to think on, because it looked like a upright man, big man, huge man. With hair, but you know, and then she said, you see it walking and it's gone, completely gone. It disappeared.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
Right.
She said,
I can't
explain that. I cannot explain that. That kind of shook her up a little bit.
And you know, that's a totally different species or race than what we've been talking about with, you know, what we believe to be the reptilians on the, you know, the inside of the earth. Well, you have the ones that were supposedly shot down with the whole Area 51 Roswell thing.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the Greys. What do they call them? The Alpha Greys, maybe? I don't know what, but they call them the Greys.
Hang on just a second. Let me get Kathy on and let me get 423. You're on.
Listen, you old coot. When my phone drops off, look on the switchboard because I'm going to call right back on my show. God damn it.
You are? Oh, you are gone.
Well, hurry up, Joe.
Well, you're there.
Bam.
Right?
Y'all don't forget about the ancient, ancient carvings of alien-like creatures.
Hold on. Go ahead, Joe. I'll get you back on.
No, I'm on, right? You got me on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. All right, thanks. So, go ahead.
And you ain't never been as clear as you are tonight.
Yeah, that's
good,
like, you know what?
Yes,
yeah,
good.
I'm calling on a different earbuds. I'm calling in on two different apps. I'm calling in on a new phone, and I'm calling in on a different phone service. And everything's going wrong. And everything's going wrong with all of them so far.
He will.
I'm telling you. Ah, jeez. All right, Kat, what were you going to say?
Are you paying your bills up there?
Hell no.
Are you paying your bills?
God,
no.
Could
that
be
why you're having so much trouble?
Yeah, well, I'm just transferring over to the alien phone service. So make a collection from them. So what were you going to say, Kat?
Oh, don't forget about all the ancient drawings and carvings that have been found that look alien-like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Persons or what, creatures, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Egypt, you know, there's some weird drawings.
They've got hieroglyphics. Yep.
The Ent people. Do you remember that story
people.
About... Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that tribe here in America that were...
The Hopi.
What was that
tribe?
The Hopi.
H-O-P-I. Yeah. The
famine
Hopi. Got...
Yeah.
Hopi.
Yeah.
Hopi.
Yeah.
Hopi. Hopi tribe, yeah.
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 The Hopi aliens
supposedly
rescued them.
Yeah. Took them underground. Mm.
Here's what I believe about... Here's what I believe about the powers of these particular aliens. I don't know if they've been here for a long time. They may have. I don't know. But I do believe that the aliens are trying to conquer the Earth, and they're doing so using us. Now, why are we going along with it? Because of these particular powers in which they make the humans believe that the aliens cannot be either captured or killed. And I believe the aliens also have possibly a good mind fuck system. In other words, they can control the minds of people who are around them pretty easily.
Yeah,
now,
I think you're right.
As I was thinking about this, oh, go ahead, Kat.
They can walk among us, but we see a person because they're controlling our mind to see a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It's either that or it could be shapeshifters, and I believe your first theory.
That one guy that Daniel and I listened to, that Gene Decode, and he talks about them getting you to see what they want you to see, not their original form.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm going back to, what I'm leading up to? Remember what I said at the beginning of the show? This has already been described in folklore.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that these particular aliens were described by Bram Stoker. In other words, Dracula.
Dracula.
I think the vampires. And the reason why I say that is because why would humans go along with them unless they're afraid of them?
I don't know. Let me get, I think this is Lorianne, I'm not sure. 503?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Okay, we're getting
there. Hey.
Joe, is that your phone or? Some
question.
Somebody.
I'm
here.
How would you
know to be afraid
of
them?
Go ahead, Adrian.
How would you know to be afraid of them?
Yeah, because they don't show themselves.
Right. I mean, yeah.
Well, I've never seen one. I would still be afraid to see one. I would. It's a this for that thing, what Joe said a minute ago. If we give them what they want, they'll mm-hmm. give us what we want. And I'm not talking about just us. I'm talking about the elite, the cabal, the people who have been in power for centuries and centuries and centuries. You know, they have made deals with them.
Okay.
We are cattle. We are cattle here.
I'm not going to dispute you. I'm not going to tell you that's impossible because my thoughts are everything is possible.
Nowadays it is.
Yeah.
I mean, well, 10, 15 years ago, who would have thought we'd be where we are now?
And it happened quickly, didn't it?
It sure did. It was like Adrian said.
I think it happened over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just, because looking at a whole lot of different things that has happened, it's all been gradual. Sometimes
yeah.
it's slower than others.
Yeah.
Because maybe they scrap this idea and they come up with another, you know, one that they think is more beneficial.
100 years ago, I read a book about the government and why all of a sudden, why they'll start something that they wanted to do in the 30s, but they knew it would take till like the 1970s before they could get it all implemented. Because American people wouldn't stand for it. So they slowly, a little bit at a time, just like the United Nations. What was it called before in the American people got said, no way? What the hell? Come on, Joe. Is Joe even here?
One
again?
Of them phones and dropped off again, huh?
He's got 10 different numbers. I don't know when the hell
it's
he's at.
It's the aliens doing it.
It must be. The League of Nations.
They don't want to expose.
Yeah, the League of Nations was, and the American people said, hell no. And then we had another war, and then all of a sudden the United Nations. I'm getting feedback like hell, man. Joe, is that
you?
Yeah,
I agree. I'm hearing it, too.
Okay, now it's cleared up. It was League of Nations, and American people wouldn't stand for that. But they went slower and slower, and now all of a sudden we got United Nations. Oh, we'll go for that. Same damn thing, just a different name. And that's how our money, everybody thinks the Federal Reserve, not everybody, a lot of people think the Federal Reserve is part of the government. Well, they did that on purpose in 1913 to fool the American people. And we're easily fooled. We are.
Don't forget the IRS.
Well, what about the
IRS? The IRS was created to collect the money for the Federal Reserve.
I think I'm going to get Joe back on to his own show.
Oh, God, this phone, these apps, everything is brand new except for the earbuds, but everything is brand new. And I'm getting those apps. Anyway, I said the League of Nations, and Donnie finally got it. Nobody heard me, and I was on.
No?
No, I didn't hear you, buddy.
No, Mike, this goddamn thing. If it happens again, I'm going to switch back to my other phone. But, hey, Lori, I heard your voice. How you doing?
Hey. Right. I'm doing pretty good. I couldn't miss the show.
Good, cool. So, I don't know if you've been listening, but we've been talking about the collaboration between the humans and the aliens. Donnie believes that the aliens are not here to conquer the Earth. I believe that they are. I believe that they're here to terraform the Earth, and I was talking about certain powers that I think that they have in order to influence the ruthless bastards called the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Warburgs, et cetera. And why The aliens, they're not stupid. They know that the Rothschilds are going to try to kill them eventually. But because of their particular powers, they can't be killed and they can't be captured. So I came to the conclusion that these aliens are actually vampires. Bram Stoker knew about it, wrote about it. I think vampires probably exist because they're the ones who have the mind fuck system. They can control your mind. They can make you believe that you're looking at a particular type of a person when that person is not there. So, and they can't be captured because they're will-o'-the-wisp. They can come and go as they please. You can't stop them, which means that the Rothschilds know that if they fuck with the aliens can come down and just kill them. So that's my particular theory. I think aliens are here. Maybe they live underneath the planet, like Daniel says. So that's my theory. And if everyone's given a theory of their own except you, what's your particular theory?
Well, yeah, like Daniel and I had a conversation. I think it was, you know, when
Daniel?
It was weeks ago.
Oh, I thought you were pointing to me because, okay, never mind.
No, I'm only kidding. Go ahead, Lori.
Hold on. Bring it, boy. How you doing, buddy? He's in the chat room.
Hey.
And,
hey, Bring.
How's Suzette doing, buddy? Let us know.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, Lori.
Lori, Joe.
You know, I can't help but, you know, I'm proposing a theory. I'm not going to say that I believe it, because I believe just about anything is possible. We really don't know.
True.
When I was going down the rabbit hole of flat Earth theory, right,
mm-hmm.
Earth being flat, and, you know, I'm watching documentaries, and I think it's fully possible that there is an inner Earth. I believe that human beings have been around for a lot longer than we're made aware of. I think that at one point, I think that human beings are a creation formed out of what we call aliens. I think might actually be the original species or original variety of species that inhabited the planet at one point. But when Earth was not the same atmosphere and land and stuff that we know it to be now, I think it's fully possible that the planet went through some major, major changes, which sort of force them in, you know, I think that they're not three-dimensional beings like we are. I think they're multidimensional, which I think that is why it's possible that there are portals here on Earth that are tied into the other dimension or dimensions where we originally existed. I think that our Earth has gone through a huge major shift, and that shift has to do with, they call it the fall, like the fall of humanity, going from a higher dimension to the dimension as we know it right now, this three-dimensional dimension. And
right.
So, and with the flat Earth theory, there's, you know, like I said, there's a lot of so-called evidence, you know, that points to the North Pole being a huge part of that dimension, the entrance to that dimension. And it's something that not all of us can see. Like our human brains are so entwined in this three-dimensional space that we're in that we literally could be standing right on top of that portal and not even know it. and not even see it, because we're just not capable of it with our physical being the way we are right now. Our brains just haven't been programmed to see beyond this three dimension, right? And so with aliens, I think that, you know, I don't think that they really, I think it's fully possible that they don't come from some outer world way out in space somewhere. But I think that they're part of an original Earth, original ecosystem, original way the Earth was with its atmosphere and being totally and completely different than it is now. And in order to come to the surface, even what we call aliens, which could possibly be original species that were on this planet millions of years before we'll even acknowledge that humans walk the earth, I think it's fully possible that they come from this other dimension. And if they come from this other dimension, this inner earth, via these portals, like at the North Pole and the South Pole and various places like Egypt, like, you know, there's a reason why the pyramids were built where they were, things like that, that there's like the main portal, like the main portal up at the North Pole, another main at the South, and then like sub portals elsewhere in high energy areas along the earth, if that makes any sense at all. And then if that is true, then it would also explain, for example, ghosts. Ghosts might be this attempt by the aliens to come to us and be visible in a form that we can actually see in this dimension. We can't touch them, you know, we can't, you know, so maybe some of what we think as ghosts are actually aliens that are presenting themselves in the form that we can actually see. And it also took them a long, long time to develop the technology to create spacecraft, what we call spacecraft, to create some sort of transportation method to go from their dimension in the inner earth to come to our dimension and be protected from what the earth's environment is now with, like, let's say higher radiation and things like that. Maybe more humidity, maybe they're, you know, who knows? Maybe our atmosphere just, you know, it took them even a while to be able to have the technology to
Do you think there's any kind of collaboration between the aliens that you're proposing now, which could be just as good of a theory as any one of ours, any collaboration between them and the humans in order to conquer the Earth, or do you think they just want to coexist with us peacefully? Or what do you think the major goal is of these particular aliens?
You know, I think that there are multiple different species of what we have come to know as aliens. And I think that there are those that are of a more divine nature and have good intentions and respect for life, including us. And there's another faction of them that do not. They want us, you know, all they want is whatever we can provide for them. Could be that we're their slaves. Could be that, you know, we're their guinea pigs for scientific study, the equivalent of what we use rats for in science labs. There's that element. There could actually be a battle between those two, or more. There could be, you know, for all we know, there could be a whole variety, just like how human beings are not, you know, cookie cutters, right? You know, we have different colors, we have different shapes, we have different features, depending on our race and nationality and our heritage and our lineage and genetics and all that. I think that a very similar kind of dynamic could be fully possible that there are a lot more, it's not just the grays and it's not just the greens. You know, it could be a whole variety of them. And maybe only a couple of those varieties have gained the technology to be able to come to this dimension, utilize those portals, and occasionally be seen by us.
Okay, and again, what's their particular purpose?
Who knows? Some of them might be in cooperation with us.
And some might not. Okay.
There might be, yeah, there's some of them, like I said, they might be working with us. A certain group of them might be working with us to maybe give us technology that helps us with our health and live longer and things. And working in cooperation with us. And then there's another faction that wants to destroy us. And
okay.
Maybe they're battling each other.
That's also similar to the theory that the Daniel have. I think, Kat, you share the same kind of theory as well, that there's different types of alien species here on the planet. Some are battling each other. Do you agree with what Laurie said, or do you share something different but in accordance with Daniel? And I'll get back to you when you're finished eating.
No.
What about you?
Over here, I was feeding my mother a little something while I was listening to Laurie. You know, I believe in dimensions. I believe in portals. I don't know who was here first, though. I don't. Speaking biblically, you know, in Genesis, when Cain slew Abel, and he was sent away, you know, away from the family because he slew his brother. I mean, who did he marry? I mean, if there was only Adam in his family, I mean, who did Cain marry and start his own civilization if there wasn't other beings out there?
Yeah, his
hey,
own blood.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those 13, remember what I sent you the other day? They were Cain's bloodline, weren't they?
Yeah, the 13 bloodlines of Cain.
Yeah.
I've got them.
But that's something we're not told, you know, in the scripture, in Genesis. You know, where did Cain go? Who did he marry to start his own family? If there was nobody else but Adam and Eve and, you know, so, I mean, who knows? We don't know who was here first.
That's true. I want to go and kind of buttress what Daniel had said a few minutes ago, and then I want to get to Cinnamon because I'm sure that she has some opinions she'd like to state. And it's this. Daniel, being a Catholic or a Christian, and, of course, there's hardcore Catholics who believe in the Bible, and it doesn't the existence of aliens, they don't necessarily have to conflict with the Bible. We had archangels that fell from heaven to go to hell, right, with Lucifer as the head. So those could be the demons or the aliens themselves.
Exactly.
Well, the Bible talks about them taking wives, you know, when they were cast out of heaven. I mean, who knows?
Oh, they did? I didn't know that. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and that's where the giants came from.
Oh, have you guys seen, talking about the giants, they unearthed, haven't they unearthed giant skeletons in certain parts of the world?
Yeah,
I've seen that. I have.
Well, yes.
Yep.
Great. Big,
right?
Tall. Big.
Now, before we get
yeah,
up,
something
yeah.
like 16 feet tall or something.
Yes.
Huge.
Yeah. Before we get on that, I want to get to Cinnamon because she usually doesn't have a lot to say on the show, so I want to make sure she has an opportunity to say something before we get on the giants. Sin, anytime you want to jump in, but now since she's not there right now, so jump in later, I guess. Yeah, I've seen the pictures. I don't know much about it. So who knows most about these giants? Could they be aliens, or could they be like what Lori's talking about, the natural people of the earth, the natural original earthlings, but somehow, because of whatever, the earth has changed. They got either destroyed or had to seek refuge underneath the polar ice caps, and here we are today.
Or even like, I'm reminded of Stargate, right? That maybe something like Stargate isn't really a portal to some distant galaxy far, far away, but maybe a portal, you know, to the other dimension like I was talking about, or even like a portal to, you know, we can't dismiss the planet Nibiru, Planet X, that supposedly comes around every, like, 3,600 years. And that's when this, they can transfer, you know, people, you know, human beings and themselves, the aliens, back and forth. To, you know, human beings will be transported to them to live in their society and their planet, and vice versa. And provide goods and services for each other, like an exchange. And maybe there, you know, maybe that's what the North Pole really is, or some of these portals really are portals to and from that planet X. You know, it could possibly be that too. Although I'm kind of thinking more and more that it is another dimension within our own planet here. and the true historical ways about it. And that would explain why some of the earliest writings, like ancient Sumatran writings, depict alien beings, you know, or these giants, you know, they're, you know, human beings are like these little tiny ones drawn like maybe 2 inches high. And then, you know, these giants are like 2 feet high as depicted in these drawings. You know, ever since we have first found ancient writings in caves from thousands of years ago, they've depicted these aliens. And so, you know, if it's not coming from inner Earth, if they're not an original, not just one species, like I said, I don't think there's just one. You know, why would there only be one type of alien? You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. Just like how it doesn't make any sense how there would be only one type of human being. You know, we're so diverse in our human beingness that it only makes sense that if there are aliens within this Earth or out in space somewhere, that there are an array of different types of alien species and only a limited number that have the technology to either transverse dimensions or transverse the universe in whatever way.
I think, Kat, okay, sorry, you were about to say something.
No, you know, I've told y'all before on the show, and I do believe a lot of the movies that we see are a heads up. Even though we aren't aware of it. You know, we watch the movies, we think, wow. But it's a heads up on the technology out there. Daniel, didn't you say that it was Iraq? They have found a Stargate that looks like the one that was in that movie?
Yeah. What they said was when we attacked Iraq for the second time, Operation Desert Storm, they told our military, instead of, hey, you know, go find Saddam, you know, number one, the number one plan, the number one order given to them was to go to the Museum of Antiquities and collect this Stargate. That was our Army or Marines, that was their first goal, was to get the Stargate that was in Iraq. That they had just discovered in the past 10 to 15 years. Saddam had discovered it during some archaeological digs. And this Stargate looks exactly like the Stargate on the movie Stargate.
One ring turns
clockwise, one ring turns counterclockwise, and boom, you know.
And that third, what was that third? I don't watch these movies, but I don't know. Spielberg came out with a movie. What was the name of it? Third something. I don't know. Anyway,
Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Yeah.
Close Encounters. Yep.
They said that he got privy. They were supposed to do a documentary decades earlier. Not him, but another director earlier. And they were all ready to shoot, and they canceled it. They canceled it because they didn't want the American people couldn't handle it. It was a reason.
Oh, that excuse, yeah.
Yeah. And well, they showed us, whoever is in charge of all this mess, showed Spielberg. He said, hey, check this out. I want to show you something. And he's seen this thing. And he said, what you see on that screen is exactly the same thing that we have in our possession from decades ago. And he just copied it. And what you're seeing is the real McCoy. And that's what he said.
You know what? You can't doubt it. I mean, you might be able to doubt it, but you can't refute it. Because all the theories everybody's proposing tonight can be founded in some kind of good, logical truth.
Yeah. They do that. They do that for military, too. They'll see something and put it in a movie that, what's that? Well, we already have it. So, yeah, I believe it could happen. I believe what I read. I do believe this guy. This director.
Maybe science fiction is based on more truth than fiction.
Right.
It's possible. Let's not forget that a lot of the spy-fi movies that we see, a lot of them have CIA advisors right there on the set to make sure that either they don't expose CIA secrets or they do it in such a way that the CIA approves of, probably in the form of predictive programming.
Yeah, that's right. That is right. And they also have them in news networks all over the country. CBS, NBC, all of them's got a military or a CIA or FBI agent right there to make sure they don't say anything they're not supposed to say.
And there again goes our free speech, our First Amendment. And I think, me personally, I want to sum up that I think the aliens are like vampire-like creatures. I don't know if they live underneath the Earth or if they live above the Earth, but I think it's possible that they can control the minds of those around them. Otherwise, those people who are around them will kill them. You know, why give up being the ruler of the Earth to these particular creatures, unless these creatures have certain powers or something to offer. Now, the immortality, now, isn't that part of the vampire folklore? You bite somebody's neck, you become a vampire, whatever you attained, immortality. So that's a promise. I don't know if they've ever been able to fulfill that promise. I don't know. But then one thing that we touched on but haven't really explored is shapeshifting. Yes, Finn.
That could be where all the rumors come from on people, on a lot of the elites, you know, going for bloodbath or child sacrifice.
Yeah. Good point. Sure, drink the blood of the very, very young to make yourself, as a human, try to retain your youth. But then again, it doesn't really work that well since everybody, even though they die and in old days, they still die. So what happens? Are they shape-shifting into another human?
I don't know.
Did y'all see the Betty White interview about a few weeks, or I guess it was, I think it was really a couple months before she died?
No.
They asked her what do you do to, you know, live so long and prosperous or whatever, you know. She was so healthy, And she said, well, she ate so-and-so, and she drank so-and-so, just like anybody else, you know, eat and drink good stuff. And she said, every third Sunday of the month, I drink a glass of, I guess it was a glass, I don't think she said how much, but she said, I drink a glass of virgin's blood. She said that in an interview, and it was not because she was a comedian or whatever.
Yeah.
She was serious as a heart attack.
And it's also
on YouTube.
It's getting harder and harder to find a virgin these days, but she keeps trying.
She sure did, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Because I like to see that interview where she says that.
Yeah, and it falls right in with the adrenochrome and everything that
right.
we've heard about, too.
Yep.
We all heard about the adrenochrome and the elites and Hollywood, you know.
Because one thing dictators of both. Yeah, Donnie.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
One thing that we know, that I believe in firmly, that the dictators absolutely want, and they've always wanted this. Caligula wanted it, Nero, Caesar, I've mentioned this before, is that they always wanted to become gods, immortality.
Right.
So that would be the only thing that an outside entity could actually offer the richest people on the planet. I will give you immortality if you provide for me certain resources that I and my species will be able to benefit from.
Yeah.
You know? Because that is something that all these clowns want. They want to live forever. Personally, I would want to live on this planet longer than I have to. You know? When I die, I die. If somebody says to me, Joe, we can make you immortal, I would say thank you, but no thank you. Just let me die in peace. Thanks very much.
Can I say something about the Drax real quick?
Sure.
Okay, these reptilians that I've been talking about, these draconians, I used to know where they come from. I could find it for you, but, you know, it's a star system within our universe. They go from planet to planet. Their birthplace, their original planet, where they originated from, because of industrial pollution and just, you know, using up of their planet's resources, their planet died. They destroyed their own planet. Similar to what climate change people say we're doing, but we're not even close to what you're talking about, destroying an entire planet by digging up all the gold within it, all the minerals within the planet. That's
right.
What they did. They moved from planet to planet like locusts, you know, like the ones on Independence Day, the movie Independence Day. They move from planet to and destroy these planets, and then they'll move on, you know. So maybe that's why, you know, they're here, you know.
Yeah. And has anybody, one of my favorite comic books was Silver Surfer. Does anybody remember Silver Surfer?
No,
anybody
I don't.
Anybody remember Galactic? Do you remember Donnie?
No, I don't. Can I just Bring Your Boy is writing stuff, and I'll have to interrupt once in a while because you can't see it. He said, we are writing on the backs of the aliens as we speak. We just don't want to realize it. That could be. Silver Slipper?
Silver Surfer. Silver Surfer, you know, like surfing in California on the ocean waves.
No,
Silver Surfer.
In the porn. Sorry.
Well, for the listeners out there, Donnie's been into porn since he was 5 years old, so don't worry about it. All right. So, 11. Okay. So, any case, remember that particular creature called Galactica? They went around from different planets to different planets, just absorbing and killing those planets by absorbing the natural resources, by vacuuming them up. Yeah. So we have that.
We're doing now, huh?
Well, I don't think we're doing it like Danny was saying. We're not doing it on the level that these particular aliens are theoretically doing, you know. No, and there were, Alex Jones had an interesting guest I talked about briefly on your show a while back, and the guest was a geoengineer, and he's been into climate change, not climate change per se, but climate and climate sustainment for the last 25 years. And he says that these all these people like Gore and the rest of these assholes are always worrying and saying, oh, we need to take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere for climate change. He says these people are literally killing the planet with their bullshit about climate change, because everything that they're proposing in order to have climate change, save the environment, is killing the planet. So I'm thinking again, Jesus Christ, that must mean the aliens are at work.
Yeah,
doing
John Kerry. John Kerry announced that we have less than 8 years to go, by the way.
Oh.
AOC said 12. Now he's saying we have less than 8. Yeah. So we're moving on down,
yeah,
folks.
Right. And they're going to use climate change as another reason for lockdowns. First, it's going to be the masks, the mandates, and pretty soon climate change. Can't get out of your house, can't walk your dog. And the cow farts. All of that is inimical to the environment, and we have to preserve the environment. And those people who are against that, they're not worthy of leaving their house, just like they did in Shanghai. Are you guys familiar with what happened in Shanghai with the people in those high rises?
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's right. So we got to watch out.
And
I
yet
think
these same climate change people, you know, they have they don't say a word about the billions upon billions of these masks that are being discarded and littering everything and everywhere, almost every water system. You'll find these stupid masks, you know. don't say crap about that.
No, they don't give a rat's ass about the pollution from businesses contaminating our streams. There's a certain section in the ocean, I believe, not the Bermuda Triangle, but a certain section in which no oxygen in this area underneath the water exists. Fish can't exist. There's no oxygen because of the pollution that that we've done.
Oh.
Yeah, Donnie.
No.
There is also patches in the ocean. They're called I can't remember what the dead zone with the no oxygen. There's more than one.
They found a species of fish in the deepest part. They went down farther than they ever been able to, and this is not too long ago, a few months ago, and they were surprised as hell to see some kind of fish. It was goofy looking, but it was a fish, and it was swimming, and they could not believe something could live that far down in the ocean. So I don't know we just don't know. Yeah, we should start.
Well, I thought you were going to talk about...
Go ahead.
Sorry, Donnie, go ahead.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay, I thought that you were going to talk about species that have evolved as a result of the dead zones. But what you know what also can lay some kind of argument for the existence of aliens is that there are volcanoes that are way deep down in the ocean that erupt. And the fish that you're talking about now, Donnie, there are these fish that exist in pressures that are like 20,000 pounds per square inch. And they're living there. And they're living near the heat of the base of these volcanoes. So they're
along
living near
the huge amounts of sulfur emissions as a result. Like it's absolutely toxic to just about anything that we know of that exists on this planet. But yet there's bacteria and fish that thrive on it. It's the most bizarre thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know a lot about our planet, but, before we move on real quick, besides the no oxygen dead zones, there are floating islands of trash. And they call them islands because, like, they're a mile wide. They might be 2-3 miles wide.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, all the ocean currents converge together, and you can literally walk on it. All the plastics and garbage that all the ocean currents kind of you know, congregate. I think, isn't it outside of, like, India or something? Something in the Asian Pacific Ocean where all of it kind of circulates,
yeah,
and you can literally walk on it.
Yeah, they get, and with the currents going, if there's any more trash in the ocean, it gets caught up into that island, and so it just keeps getting bigger.
No,
and I think
kidding.
There's two
I didn't
of them,
know that.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And take care of that.
Yeah, we should. Why aren't there recycling plants? That's huge. There's got to be a huge profit potential there.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. We recycle.
You know,
they're all in China.
They're recycling their own. They're recycling the human beings. Damn. Soylent Green is coming, folks. Look out. Yeah, right.
Well, you know, and I think I had mentioned a while ago that just not too long ago, a couple months ago, I read an article. Literally, I've discovered an entire continent underneath the ocean, kind of between Australia and Philippines and that whole area. There's an entire continent that was discovered. It has all the qualifications of a continent that used to be a body of land, but now is deep, deep, deep within the ocean. An entire continent. So think of those possibilities, you know, and it kind of goes back to what I was saying, how at one point the Earth was vastly different than what we know it to be today. You know, it lends to that theory of mine that, yeah, like, you know, what we know today is completely different than millions of years ago. And it's fully possible that these life forms have had to, you know, evolve to even exist anymore, to go from being land creatures to being deep, deep, deep under the ocean creatures.
Right.
And probably not a lot of them made it. But it sure would explain alien activity if they evolved, you know, to put up with the underground, deep, deep ocean further than we can even get to. It lends itself to that theory, and probably not more than one, you know, exists and could be how we originated. It took them a long time to develop the technology to be able to come to the surface and interact with human beings as we know it now.
Right. No,
everybody's going to say, Donnie?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Everybody's looking for Atlantis and all this, but they found, you know, the steps like going up to the Capitol. You see all those steps, you know, I don't know how many there is. Well, they found steps with columns like that. Way under exhibition.
Is that right?
Yeah. And they have cameras. They took cameras down there. It is awesome. And they don't know what it is, who lived there, but they got to get permits. You know, you always got to get a permit. You can't move nothing without a permit. And it is beautiful. I mean, it really is. Columns and steps that go up. They don't know where the steps go to, because you can't see, and they can't climb. They can't climb those steps against the law for some reason. And but they're going to get back.
I think
back.
Some say it's the fallen city of Atlantis.
That's what, you know, they're hoping that's what it is. They're hoping, but they don't know. It's something, and they just discovered it not a few months ago. You know, it's pretty awesome.
That was a few months ago. Because
yeah,
Atlantis is my favorite. Is my favorite mythical city.
yeah. It is. Bring It Boys too. He said he found Suzette in Atlantis, but he won't tell us where that's at.
Hmm. How was Suzette? Bring It Boy. Let us know, will you?
He said, Joe, right. It's none of your business. No, he didn't say that.
He didn't say that.
No, I know he didn't. Okay. Okay. All right.
So, Adrian, you've been kind of quiet, and usually you do listen, but you know, you are free to jump at any old time. You don't have to jump in now unless you want to. But, you know, I'm sure after listening to us, you've got a conglomeration of, you know, of ideas that you might want to put together.
Okay.
And maybe come up with one. Of,
you
yeah,
know, you know,
whatever. Yeah.
You know, Pianchi and I don't agree on, you know, I know Pianchi is a builder, so he figures these things out better than I can. But I still cannot see how they moved some of these boulders.
Of the stones of, yeah.
Yeah.
Of the,
50 tons across a lake, a river that was and the only place you can get this rock, this stone was about 150 miles east of where they built this damn thing. And they're 50 tons. They're perfectly cut. Everything's perfect on them. But if you go inside, you know, go inside these things, there's like hallways going each every. How in the hell did they build that? I just cannot believe they just rolled it up and started putting it together and came up with this idea. I think they had to have help, big help, alien type help.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't know. I guess I killed the conversation pretty quick with that, huh? Sorry, Joe.
Well, because it can't be explained.
Well, yeah, Pianchi explains it pretty well, but I just can't, in my mind, I can't see that happening that way. I just can't see that happening. There's no damn way you're going to float.
No.
Float all these 50 tons across a river and go, you know, a desert to where you got to build this thing. And there's places you can't even put a piece of paper. They're so tight and perfect and straight.
Once you get it there, you got to hoist it up. How in the hell?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I have no idea, but it's pretty wonderful thinking about things like that. People are amazing. It's as simple as that. There's no question. People are amazing. And I don't know where Joe is.
Well, Joe, maybe that's why they're not killing us off, you know. I mean, that's why the aliens don't want to kill us. Is because we're so amazing and interesting. Maybe we're just like this to them. We're this unique and very interesting thing to study and interact with and not kill off. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I don't know. There's, you know, these people claim, Joe Rogan had somebody on his show that claimed that he was taken. His group of friends stopped the car because they seen this spaceship hovering over the road. And he got out and there were young people and he's playing Barney Badass. Well, they took him. And his friends seen this happen. They seen this happen. And he's taken every test you can take for, you know, lie detectors and all kinds of things. What's the needle? You get a shot and you tell the truth. I forgot what it is now. But they did that to him and he told the same story. And he said, it happened. It happened, and that's just how it is. And he explained, he said, I was laying on a metal table, and they had big eyes, and they were gray. And all kinds, you know, and he just went on and about this. And how about the, this couple was interracial couple, I think, in Ohio. I think that's where they were from, Pennsylvania or Ohio. And they were driving along, and same thing. And they took her and him both. And, you know, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, they're driving down the road again. And she fought. She said, I remember fighting, and you could tell by her dress she had been fighting. But now you're talking about an interracial couple back in the 30s or 40s. That didn't happen. And you kept that quiet, because that's not, that wasn't accepted back then. But they came out, they went to the police, it got all over the newspaper, and they still have that dress, and there's something on that dress, they don't know what it is. They still don't have the technology to figure out what this, whatever the hell it is that's on this dress. So is it true? Can you be whisked away? I don't know. I don't know. Joe is just gone. I don't know where Joe is. He must be pooping or something. You know, Joe takes breaks.
Probably trying to get a handle on his four different phones. And yeah.
I swear, he'll call in. He'll be on a Skype, and then he's got 10 different numbers behind him. Oh, that was me. No, it can't be you. I think this is Joe again. How? Hang on. Let's see. Let me pop this. Joe, is that you?
Yeah, one of my 10,000 phones. Yeah. 10,000 phone apps and 10,000 phone calls. Jesus.
Hello, dear.
Hi. Oh, God. You talk about everything went wrong tonight.
Hold on just a minute. You're on here twice with the same number, by the way.
Hang up on both of them. Hang up both of them. I'm going to call back after you hang up on both of them.
All right.
Both
on.
Of them.
There goes one.
Yep,
like
that's
that.
Happened to me before too, where he shows up twice and then everything goes haywire.
Yeah, he's a freak. Hold on, I think it is hung up on somebody else. Oh, I did. Joe, are you there? Well, the number's still there. Who did I just? I just threw somebody out. I don't know who in the hell it was. Huh. Well, I apologize. To whoever I just threw out, I didn't mean to do that. Okay.
Yeah, just FYI, there's 33 minutes or so left of the live broadcast. So if you're out there listening, call in before then. If you want to continue to listen, you have to be on the switchboard to continue.
And hopefully I'll come back to the switchboard and put my get you on. 402, you're on.
Fuck is 402?
Yeah, 402. Here you go. How you doing?
No, that's probably one of the ones you hung up on, you dipshit. Keep listen, keep working at Drug Mart there, and stop trying to run a radio show. You're not doing a good job, and you're just your voice. That's the only half-assed funny thing. That fucking voice. You can do something with that, but But you can't say your own words. Somebody has to do it for you. You have
that's
to write
true.
Shit. I know that. You don't have to. I didn't ask you to verify it.
I already know.
I'm just telling you.
Let me say this, Joe.
So, do you have grandkids? And do they like staying
there
around
go.
More than
I'm
about
back.
10 minutes?
Are you
oh,
on?
Shit. There's 402.
I'm back. Okay. All right.
What happened?
Yeah. Sorry.
You had to pay the hooker.
Sorry, folks.
Did you pay your hooker off?
Okay.
I'm going to mute you. Big mouth. Go ahead. You can listen.
Yeah.
Good. I was about to suggest that. All right. Okay. Sorry, folks, for the interruption. That's the third or fourth time tonight. I used a new service, new phone, an old app, and I'm going to tell you guys now, if you guys want to go to a new phone, do not use Android 11. Stick with either Android 10 or Linux as your OS for your phone. All right? Okay. So that out of the way, what did I miss while I was gone for those 3 or 4 minutes?
Something about hookers, and I got a funny voice, and I never get laid or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you could do something about that. You could do something with your funny voice, but you just ain't doing it.
No, I like to make 402 laugh. I want him to be happy.
Oh, he must have been one of those aliens that got kicked out of his portal.
Probably a reject. Even all the alien societies that might exist in inner Earth kicked him out. Yeah,
that's right. We got to get rid of that mouth. I'm Bob the Mouth. Oh, okay. Goodbye.
Nah, he's pretty probably a nice guy. Just having some fun. That's all.
Good. He can eat there. Where he is, he can stay having fun. Cinnamon, are you there?
I am here.
All right. So, since Adrienne is, she's probably like me. She probably just got relaxed and went to sleep. So, what do you think about, we have different theories about underneath the solar ice cap, the polar ice caps. We have different theories about interdimensional beings. We have the Stargate. We've got my vampire theory. We've got theory from the aliens have been here for many a moon. So, what's yours?
Oh, I think we've been, I don't think we've been invaded as much. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if we have any bases here on Earth, but I know we've been observed like we're in a zoo.
That kind of goes with the theory that we're in a simulation. I'd like to know how the hell people came up with that. They said because of mathematical calculations, they believe that all of us, we're not alive, okay? Even though we can pinch ourselves, we're not alive. We are only simulations in a simulated universe. So that's kind of similar to what you're saying.
Well, I wouldn't say we're simulations. That's also a big kind of a freaky thought, which is a possibility. No, I think like in Star Trek, you're not supposed to let, other planets know that aren't, actually up to, up to space travel. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The prime
leave
directive,
them alone.
Not interfering.
Okay.
So I think because there's so much stuff, that we think the aliens had to have done, like building the pyramids or even just seeing some of their artwork depicting stuff like that. I think it's happened before. A lot before.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up because I had forgotten about that. You know, the different artwork on the walls within the pyramids. For example, I'm sure Daniel and Kat have probably seen this. How about the depictions of humans or what they drew to be humanoids with glass on their heads? In other words, what looked like helmets. So it could have been cosmonauts. And have any of you guys ever seen this particular drawing where it seems to be like a machine that resembles a helicopter that has blades? And so it makes you wonder, what the hell were they drawing? Did they actually see a helicopter type of device during that time?
No,
so
I haven't seen that.
I don't know. Because, well, I believe I've seen the one where they're supposed to be humanoids with helmets. There's a theory that it's actually us in the 21st century, having gone back in time to the age of the Egyptians, as opposed to aliens, it was really us.
Yeah, that's another interesting thought that is a possibility,
and it would make
sense. Time travel.
I mean, if we built a time machine, how many of us would go back to ancient Egypt to answer the question, "How did the pyramids get built?" You know.
The only thing is that, well, a lot of us will have that curiosity. does time, can time travel actually exist? Now, I remember from my science fiction boyhood days that if you went back in time and if you really made any kind of significant disruption within anything there and that time era, you would have a ripple effect. Let's say, for example, I would not be born. I would not exist today if somebody went back in time and actually married my mother other than my father. So if anything like that happened, that would actually disrupt the future, thus the current time of today. So time travel is a fascinating subject, and I don't know if that could actually happen or not. But then again, I'm not a mathematician.
Yeah, I don't know how, you know, those paradoxes, what would happen on that. I mean, would we just end up, if we as humans are really bad about stopping ourselves from doing something stupid. And I just don't see, I could see too many people doing something and like our whole world just blips out.
Yeah, we don't even have to go and experiment with time travel to do that. I was looking at some videos about artificial intelligence. Boy, you talk about a danger that's coming around the corner. It'll make aliens, it'll make humans, it'll make climate change look like a walk in the park. There is one video that's extremely interesting. Oh, what the hell's the name of it? Artificial intelligence is going to kill us. That's up on YouTube. It's about 17 to 20 minutes long, and it's interesting as hell. I think the guy got something like 7 million views, and it raises the theory that, you know, artificial intelligence will become a sentient being, and once it does, bye-bye Earth. You know, just bye-bye Earth. It'll figure out in a super scientific way how to kill everybody. And scary. What were you going to say, Lori?
Oh, I was going to say there was a really good TV show, and I think I've talked about this before, called Next, that came out, I believe, 2020. And they almost immediately canceled it. Right? All they did was play out the episodes that they already had made, which was like 10. And they canceled it right when the solar winds hack was happening. And I always found it very curious as to why, because this show, Next, had already got like a lot of views and people were interested in it. It was all about an AI, a very, very sophisticated AI that ends up getting loose in the world and starts killing anybody that could possibly be a threat to it. And, you know, and it was really, really realistically, you know, done. And they canceled it. Like I said, it's like, it was so weird because it was like, it had just debuted, I think, in October or something.
Was that the one that you had talked about? Lori, is that the one you had talked about before where there's a guy who doesn't realize that he's actually an artificial intelligence guy?
No, that was movie with Ryan Reynolds in it where it's all an AI world and he doesn't realize it and stuff. That's called The Real Guy, a movie. But no, this TV show, Next, like I said, if you look it up, Next, it's a really very, very intriguing show. And then just the timing of them canceling it after only it's like second or third episode. But they continued to air what they had done. And, you know, they just dropped it like a hat, even though it was getting good ratings, even, you know, from its first couple shows. And yet they dropped it like a hat, and it was right at the same time that the solar winds hack started going on. And I really, truly think that this TV show, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again, sometimes Hollywood is trying to promote an idea and sometimes Hollywood is trying to warn us of an idea, right? You know, trying to warn us of something. Mm-hmm. And I think this TV show was one of those shows that was made to warn us, and it was immediately canceled and not continued because it was so realistic about an AI going rogue. And, you know, it's kind of like the start of Skynet in the Terminator movies, only a TV show with this AI that gets loose and goes rogue. And I really encourage you, even though you know it's going to end, they never finished it, but I really encourage you to look it up and check out those episodes, and you might just see what I mean about the threat that AI really presents to us that we're not thinking about. All we're being told is all the great things that it can do and how it can make life easier. And nobody's really talking about, you know, the very, very realistic downsides to it. In the wrong hands, it can be very devastating and deadly.
Well, there are TED Talks. I've actually taken a look. I haven't seen them all the way through, but there are two TED Talks by at least two people who are warning us of the dangers of AI, but not because they're going to fall into the wrong hands, but because AI itself will assume some sort of consciousness. And as a result of that, they will be a million times smarter than a human being. And it will devise plans, operations, counter plans in what would take a trillionth of a second of its time would be about a billion years of our time. As a matter of fact, we have computers now, and people have said that the computers that we have now will actually do the work of what one person would do in a billion years. A computer, the very fast computers, can do in like a second, 2 seconds, whatever. It's an extremely fast time. So can you imagine what quantum computers actually come into real existence? Holy shit. And if AI gets hooked up to a quantum computer, good God almighty, forget about it.
Oh, yeah.
Not even the aliens will have a chance. Shit.
Oof. And that's kind of the premise of the show, is this AI becomes virtually uncontrollable. And every time they try to find a way to stop it, it's like 20 steps ahead of them, and it's growing and learning exponentially as more time goes on. Like I said, this show next was very, very scary in its realism, and I think mm-hmm. that's exactly why it was canceled.
Do y'all remember a movie several years ago? I was a teenager that hacked into the military computers to play games, war games.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all remember that movie?
Yeah, that was the name of the movie.
War Games.
I think it was War Games.
War Games.
Yeah.
He hacked into mm-hmm. it to play War Games, and the computer just took over the nuclear, was playing War Games with him with our actual nuclear weapons. I think
mm-hmm.
the end of it is where they come up with a game, tic-tac-toe. There's a no-win scenario there with tic-tac-toe. And the computer, y'all remember the movie.
The only winning move is not to play?
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's what the computer found out. That's what the computer found out. You know, but it had to have been a very powerful computer, you know. That was interesting.
Well, if I remember right, it was a movie in the 70s, and it was the guy that married the girl who was on...
Matthew Broderick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Ally Sheedy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. See, that's what I'm saying.
I know the movie well.
Yeah, the movies coming out are telling us, you know, what they're doing. You know, what they're doing. I mean, they're just showing it right in our face, and we don't even see it a lot of times. We just don't. We're so dumbed down. You know, like our politicians want to make all of our decisions for us because they don't think we are adult enough to handle it. You know,
I think that the optimistic part of you, Kat, where you're thinking and giving these people credit, saying, well, we have to take care of these poor creatures because they don't know how to take care of themselves.
Yeah,
no.
We have to make, you're right, Joe.
My cynicism says we're going to take care of these people because they're animals. We're better than they are. We know what we want, and we don't care what they think. We don't care how we take care of them. They can die or they can survive. We don't care. That's the way I believe these politicians operate now, or have been for decades and decades. And Lori, you don't know you haven't lived through the evolution of computers. I remember when I was in the service, we had a mainframe, and we didn't have hard drives. We had reel-to-reel tapes, analog, and we had the computers. Mm-hmm. They were raised up on the floor so that there would be cables underneath them, and they were stationed in units where it had to be not refrigerated but cold. And then
With all the heat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then somebody
rooms, like huge rooms, just to house
absolutely.
One of them.
And somebody luckily came up with the brilliant idea of using hard drives instead of using reel-to-reel tapes. Thank God. Oof. Otherwise, you'd have to go around exchanging the reels and put one reel on, take another reel off, make sure, and then wait for the reel to go one way and then go back the other way. It was quite an evolution. Whew. Mm. And now all of us are on cell phones, which are more powerful than those computers. And
hold in our hands is like 1,000 times more powerful than what was supposedly used to get astronauts to the moon. You know, the huge IBM mainframe that, you know, took up almost an entire floor.
And I'm sure all of us have seen the picture of the first computer, the Brainiac computer, which took up the entire room and everything was just one mass vacuum tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And it would take 5 minutes to get what is 2 + 2? You have to wait 5 minutes later. 4. Wow. Damn thing works. Wow.
We get a phone call. 909, isn't that California? 909, you're on.
Hello.
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 This is Bring It Boy.
Hey, Bring It Boy.
I got the aliens talking to me right now.
I got
so
you.
So I got all the answers for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it, Bring It Boy. Okay.
Yeah, they're allowing me to call in.
Good.
All right.
So,
well, we want you to call in.
Yes, see? I know, guys. I'm sorry. It's just I get off of work, and then it's on when I get home. So
I got you.
One-man wrecking crew right now.
How's that beautiful wife of yours?
Oh, she's doing great.
Yeah.
She's doing
good.
Yeah. You guys are making her laugh.
Now, is she going to be on?
Laugh and throwing things at me. What's that?
Is she going to be on doing a show tomorrow night?
They would like to know if you're going to be doing a show tonight. Well, she said yes.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
She's been doing
the place
been doing
to
What was that, Ring Your Boy?
She's been doing them. She just didn't do one last week.
Well, when I went, it said February something was the last show.
Well, February, that's about right.
Well, hell, it's April, buddy. I hate to tell you.
That's a month ago.
Okay, well, I forgot that we're not doing the new calendar system.
Yeah, we're doing the alien calendar. I got you.
Exactly.
You got it.
So everything just melts into one now.
Okay.
I see. Sure.
5 o'clock if you're on the West Coast and 8 o'clock on the East Coast. And if you're in the middle, figure it out.
And it's on Spreaker.
Spreaker.
It's not on Blog Talk Radio. It's on Spreaker.
Spreaker, exactly.
Exactly.
And she only charges $20 to listen. It's only $20.
That's all.
And it's cheap.
Yep. That's all. Yep. She's got to pay for the coverage of the aliens letting her know the information that she's allowed to talk
that's
about.
That's right.
And,
yeah, that's
you
true.
Know, there's a lot of fees.
If you give $30, she'll picture, bring it boy nude. So,
okay, nobody's showing up now.
Right. Well, she'll allow 5 free comments. You comment, you get 5 free.
Five free ones. Get them out of there.
Yeah.
I will be at her show tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Sure
yes,
will.
Thank you.
Damn good show.
Yeah, so keep going. Yeah, we noticed
Bring it. Yeah. Ask your wife what the topic's going to be tomorrow, will you?
Hold on here.
Oh, hi everybody. How are you?
Hey,
there she is.
Here's our girl.
Good to hear you guys live. I mean, listen to you live, but yeah. So aliens. Hey, what if we are the aliens? You know, they're always talking about having the third eye closed. And
that's
you're,
true.
Yeah. And so that kind of ties in with a simulation thing in a sense of like the Matrix, where it's not that we're not alive. We're alive, but we're like in the birthing solution, you know, that you would be in if you were not born. And basically the electrodes are connected to your body and to your brain. And so you're alive. You're just not functioning like a normal person, just your brain is. So your brain is fed a simulation.
that's a possibility.
Well,
I mean, look at the dream states that we're always in. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Joe, just think about that dream state you're always in.
You got that right.
That's true.
Interesting topic.
What's your topic? I mean, you want to talk about the pineal gland tomorrow?
No, everybody's comments as far as what they think is going on. It's just like, wow, that's also a possibility. And that's also a possibility. There's just so many.
That's right. who would have guessed that there were about 4 or 5 different possibilities of the existence of aliens? And everybody on the show here does believe that aliens exist. Now, we don't all agree about what the particular motivation is, what their goals are, and I don't even know if there's more than one particular species, but we do believe that aliens are here. I don't believe they're here. I don't know if there's more than one species, but if there are, there definitely is one evil particular type of species that I'd love to get rid of because they're definitely doing damage to the planet and to our culture worldwide. Mm.
Well, I kind of agree with that. I mean, I've read so many things, and then there's, of course, government documentation talking about the CIA programming people to believe that there were aliens going way back to, back to the 1930s and 40s, but they would do it in the movies by subliminal messaging, and so they would influence people to think that, you know, aliens are friendly. Or that aliens are out to kill you when they come here. And so depending on what, they were experimenting with, you have different movies with different scenarios as far as going to kill you, take over the world, or are friendly and going to live among us. So,
you know what? You just reminded me of something I saw yesterday, and I couldn't believe it. Is anybody, and I'm sure most of you are, familiar with Sophia the robot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that in 2017 she actually became a citizen of Saudi Arabia? They granted her a robot citizenship.
Is that crazy?
I didn't know about it until yesterday.
Of
all the nations on the world, Saudi Arabia. Jeez.
I guess they wanted to be the first. I don't know.
Probably.
Wow.
Are you guys familiar with Sophia, gang? I'll take that as a no.
I've never heard of Sophia.
They haven't even a newer one that's been built, and I'm trying to think of who built it, and it's
probably
much
Dan
more lifelike than Sophia.
Oh, yeah?
I think
Let
it was
clue
Swedes.
Dan. Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Let me clue Dan in and the rest of the gang. Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A.
Okay.
You can look her up on YouTube.
Yeah.
She's a very, very, very lifelike robot. I mean, Dan Hansen is his last name. I think his first name was Dan. He designed her. And she reacts to the programming is so out of this world. She reacts to not just your voice, but to the conversations that you want to have with her. And she has this database of responses that are just like human, like a human. And when you see her move her face and her body, you would not see. If you saw her from like as close even as maybe 6 feet, you would think she's a human being.
God.
So look her up on YouTube, Sophia Robot, and it's amazing. So,
yeah.
And she, in 2017, that's 5 years ago, she was named a citizen of Saudi Arabia. So from then until now, like Juliet's talking about, Suzette Rather's talking about, they've got a more advanced robot. Holy God. Yeesh.
Wow. So where's the robots made? Where were they made?
It was made in America. Professor Hansen, Dr. Hansen. And when you see her, she blinks like a human. She moves her head like a human. Her skin is made in such a way that when she smiles or grimaces or does any kind of human expression, it's just like a human. Like I said, Suzette, am I right? If you look at her from like 6 feet away, you would think that she's
mm-hmm.
actually a human being.
Yes.
Yes, and you're having a conversation,
right? All the mannerisms that a human would have when they're interacting with another human. You know, tilting
right.
the head out
yeah.
of curiosity, or just the emotions expressed on the face. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
You've got about 2.5 minutes if you would like to call in. Now is the time, 347-324-3752. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, I'm glad. Thanks, Tom, because I was going to remind myself in some way in order to let people know about that. You've only got a few minutes left. We only have a few minutes left. We'll probably go maybe 10, 15 minutes over time. And then that'll be about it, because I'm sure people want to get to sleep and do their other normal chores.
Well, you know,
like
I'm always up for more conversations.
No. Yeah. I'm
going to give the phone back over to Robert. Sorry to interrupt. There was a show posted last week. It doesn't give the description in there, but I had talked about how Facebook and Zuckerberg weren't just a fluke in a college, with his brother partner that came up with the Facebook in the first place. It was actually planned that way. And I talk about who and how that came about, along with other things to come. So
tune in
to Spreaker at it's the last show from last week. Thank you very much. Thank you, Donnie. Love you guys.
Love you, babe. You
take
care.
Yeah. Yeah, heal.
She's not a dog.
Okay. You know what? The heel in and of itself didn't mean a thing until you said
that is.
She's not
like
a dog.
Talking to a German Shepherd.
Heel.
No.
No,
Cinnamon,
H-E-A-L, I think, is what he intended.
Yeah.
Was, you know, heel, H-E-A-L. Yeah.
And it's amazing you got to actually describe it to Donnie. Jesus, Donnie.
I'm going to go listen to that show she did on Zuckerberg and Facebook.
Oh, yeah, sounds good. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I'm going
to somebody send me the link to it. Somebody send me the link to it.
Bring it, boy. Can you put a link in the chat room?
Yeah, I'll have her put that in here right now.
Okay. Can you get into the chat room, Lori?
What is that?
Yeah, I'm in there right now. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. They're putting in a link for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. I just said hi on there just to, so it's visible. But I wonder if the chat goes away also when the live broadcast.
No, we'll get it in there.
No, it doesn't.
It stays for an hour.
Oh, there we go. She's
okay,
got it
cool.
in now.
All right. Thank you, Susan. Okay, Lori, there you go.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, she's okay. got a damn good show, guys. If you haven't heard
and
it.
And I would actually, I haven't because of the setup the speaker has. You know what? For the all the faults that Block Talk has, it does have some very good benefits, some very good features. And I wish Spreaker and the rest of the other, the competition would actually deploy some of them. But I don't know. People get, but
I don't know. I still have her one show. I replay it because I keep forgetting half the things. You know, my memory's gone. So I go back and listen to mm-hmm. her show from last year that I kept.
And if for people who don't know who Suzette is, she actually does some very good shows. She's had a show on Block Talk Radio, or she's been on Block Talk Radio shows, and she has very interesting topics to listen to. And by the way, while I'm here, while we're here before we go off, those of you who do have shows, please promote your shows now, starting with Lori.
Yeah, you can find my show, Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann, on Block Talk Radio. Is the host on Sundays from 6 p.m. Pacific to 9 p.m. Pacific. And much like this show, I'm on the two-hour plan. So the first 2 hours is a live broadcast, and then we go into the bonus third hour. So, yeah, stay tuned. I usually have some awesome guests on. And always have interesting topics. It's a free speech zone, so it's unscripted. And call in, especially if you're liberty-minded and liberty-loving and also have an open mind to listen to other ideas.
All right. Thanks, Lori. Donnie, you've got two shows. You got one on Saturday that all of us go to, plus the UAW. You want to promote it? Do you want me to?
No. That's fine. We're going to skip me. Go ahead. Go
okay.
ahead and skip.
Oh, yeah. So, no, I'm going to promote your show. I already did at the beginning. Say what?
No, you're fine. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Anything you'd like to do.
all right, guys. For those who are listening to the broad, to the podcast.
Recording?
Yeah, thanks. Donnie has a show every Saturday. He's been having it. Hasn't missed one show in 16 years. Every Saturday from 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to officially 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But we usually go to 1:30 or 2:30 in the morning. It's usually a 3.5 to 4.5 hour show on Saturdays. And he has a show on Sundays called The UAW Show. I forgot the name of the Saturday show. It's called Beyond the Mainstream, which is the name of the show tonight. And Donnie is Donnie C, in case you want to look him up on the Blog Talk search engine. And if you want to look up Lori Ann on the Blog Talk search engine, she is the Lucid Libertarian in that search engine. Donnie's is Beyond the Mainstream, or you can look up Donnie C.
Beyond.
Okay.
The Mainstream.
Beyond the Mainstream, right. And the number for that, for Donnie's show, is 347-324-3752. Lori, give your phone number, please.
Well, of course you would have to put me on the spot like that. Call-in number, again, Sunday nights from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific. My call-in number for guests is 563-999-3698.
Okay. Thank you, dear. All right. Now, for those of you who don't have shows, what are the parting words that are going to come from our gang of regular panelists. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Okay.
Sorry, that's Suzette's show, the beginning of her show.
Oh, is it? I like that. It's a good, nice, nice intro.
I like it.
Yeah, Dan.
I was just going to say, you know, we all have these different ideas, and probably it's a culmination of two or three of the different ideas, you know, that's really going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But all we can do is stay observant. You know, I mean, if you see, like Adrian said, you know, there's phenomena going on everywhere. All you have to do is look mm-hmm. for it.
Yeah.
And you can either in your mind say, you know what, the elite's got some kind of crazy plan coming for the rest of us, you know. And when I say elite, I mean them.
The scumbags.
The scumbags yeah. of the earth, whether they be mm-hmm. in the earth or on top of the earth. But we yep. have to. We just have to be aware as human beings, and keep our minds open, and just mm-hmm. be aware and talk about it like we're doing tonight, you know. And sooner or later, we'll figure this out and we'll take care of it.
And there's one thing, yeah. Anybody, Kat, you want to say anything? Okay. While we're waiting for Kat, Adrian,
what was the question?
It was. Since we're going to go off the air either now or 15 minutes from now, 20 minutes from now, what, you know, whoever's the last one to tire out, what would you like to say before you know, before you leave or before we go off the air?
Stay optimistic. Everybody mm-hmm. stay optimistic. You know, just because Trump's gone doesn't mean it's the end of it. You know, there are others working for us. Mm-hmm. You remember me telling y'all a long time ago, the day will come when we will get down on our knees and thank God for the military that saved us from ourselves.
Yep.
You know, just stay optimistic. Good things are coming. You know, well, what's the old cliche? Good things come to them that wait. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So just stay up. Stay, you know, positive, you know, that these things are in our future and all will be good.
I agree.
I'll say one thing. We certainly need the military to be on our side. That
they
is
are.
One thing.
They are. They
yeah,
are.
They are.
No matter what you see on the news, you know, they are. Chances are we've been under martial law and didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even know mm. it. You know, all this time.
Hey, that'd be, yeah.
You know.
That'd be a nice topic for another show.
Well,
Lord,
you know what my feelings are of Joe Biden. He is not mm-hmm. the duly elected president. Those who had the power went ahead and swore this person in as president of the corrupt corporation, you know, the defunct, bankrupt corporation.
Yep.
And that's what I believe.
Well,
I believe there was a plan.
Before I forget, because I was sent this today, and I haven't checked into this at all. And okay. From Donald J. Trump Tracker. On Twitter, Donald J. Trump Tracker, and it's at DJT Tracker. It says, breaking, state totals with exclusions of fraudulent ballots give President Trump decisive victories in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. But that's all it says. I haven't checked into it. It could be a bunch of, it says 2020 election, I'm trying to, it's real small print, totals, minus 7% illegal ballots trafficking results for Joe Biden. Oh, it shows Joe Biden stuff. And it shows when people went to bed at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, what the totals were, and when they woke up, what the totals were, which is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Donald J. Trump tracker that follows us on Twitter, I don't know who he is, what he is, and this is probably a bunch of BS. I haven't even looked into it, so I don't know.
Well, we'll find out for Saturday. I'm sure you will, Don, and then you'll probably give us the lowdown on Saturday about that. That sounds like good news. I hope. Well, we can talk about that on Saturday.
It's only good news, though, Joe. It's only good news if they fix. It's only good
That's
news
right.
if they fix the damn thing. That's all. Trump, now,
I know.
And folks, quit looking at Biden and pointing a finger at him. He's not running the country. All right? He's not doing these decisions. We got to figure out who is doing them. He's not. Quit pointing and blaming him. I feel sorry for him. I really do.
I agree with you, Donnie. It's not him doing this.
No, I think it's the aliens. I think it's the aliens.
So, you know what? They are probably listening to us right now. Everything we say, they are listening.
Well, if they are.
Oh, yeah. We're like
say,
prime time to the entertainment venue of the aliens. You know?
Yeah.
We're their Thursday night lineup, you know, or Monday night lineup or whatever, you know, like, ooh, we got to turn on Earth, you know.
I was just about to say that. What are you going to watch tonight on the Earth Channel? Well, we're going to watch Donnie and Lori, and we're going to hear Joe and Daniel and Catherine and Adrian. That's what we're going to. That's our Saturday night, Monday night, Thursday night entertainment.
And you know why, right? Because we are one of the more intelligent of our species. We're the ones that are questioning all this stuff. So, you know, unlike like 90% of the population right now that aren't questioning a damn thing, you know, we must absolutely intrigue the aliens for how we think.
Now, there was another movie about these aliens from another planet. And they watched these actors. What was it? Galaxy Quest. Y'all remember that one?
Yeah. Sigourney Weaver, Tim Allen. Yep.
And they really, the aliens really thought that this was real. They were really, you know, they even made a spaceship just like the one that the actors had.
Yeah,
that's possible too.
That's what I think about these aliens listening in on our phone conversations. Are they for real? You know.
Yeah, because that would be something. What the hell?
They're talking about us.
Yeah.
These earthlings talking about us all the time.
I don't know. Don't they have anything else except us on their mind? These damn earthlings.
I know it.
And they're sitting there, like, placing bets on, like, which one of us is the most accurate, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, he's off by about 20,000 degrees. Hey, Donnie, remember Rocky Jones, Space Ranger?
Oh, yeah.
Cat, remember?
I don't remember that one. I don't.
No?
Like the 50s, maybe?
Yeah, in the late 50s, early 60s.
The 60s. I was
very
in
late.
Germany.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah, I was in Germany.
You're yeah.
All right.
With your husband. You were, what were you? Almost an Army brat, practically.
Oh, me?
She was an Army brat.
I was one.
Oh, yeah.
My father retired from the military.
Oh, I didn't know that you were actually an Army brat. Oh, okay.
Yeah, my father, we moved around a lot, different bases.
I didn't meet, I met Kathy when I was little, and my uncle was stationed up here in Michigan for just a little while. And I didn't see them again until I was like 14 years old. I think 14. And I go, God damn, where you been hiding out all my life?
When y'all came to visit.
I'm hanging around with my cousins that they didn't want to do anything, you know. So, Kathy, she took me to my bar.
When y'all came to visit, we were living someplace else. You know, El Paso, Florida, you know.
You guys were up there. Aunt Catherine.
Excuse me.
I remember
that. You know, I've often wondered, Donnie, if Daddy knew about these underground military bases under our bases, you know?
I don't,
like Fort Bliss is the largest Army base, you know, here, and we were stationed there twice. I wonder, because he dealt with missiles. That's what he was in, you know?
Really?
Daddy was. And Joe, you know what? I often wondered, and I asked a friend of mine I retired with, you know, he retired from the Army, too, as a gunny sergeant. He came out to see me one day, and I asked him, I said, you know what? Daddy never, ever, ever talked about what he did when he left the house in the morning, went to work, and come home. He never, ever talked about what he did. And my friend told me, he said, well, it was probably classified, and he couldn't talk about missiles. You know, a lot of kids know where their fathers work. They even have probably been there to visit with them before, you know. We never got to do that. And Daddy never discussed it with us, what he did.
Yeah.
So.
Seemed to me to be an obvious conclusion. If you're operating on missiles, that's beyond just messing around with planes or being on the flight line, you are there with first line of defense for America.
Yeah.
So a lot of it would be classified, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Well, I was way, way old after I retired when I found that out, why my daddy never talked about his job and what he did.
Well,
you know?
If you would listen to me when you were when I was telling you about what I thought was going on, you wouldn't listen to me then. You and Daniel blew me off. Oh, hell.
Well, how old were you? About 6 or 7 years old at that time?
Seven.
Seven.
I was seven.
A mature seven.
I was very mature for my age.
Why would I want to listen to a 7-year-old?
Well, look at me now. You see, you believe what I was telling you back then, 60 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got involved with politics. I don't know how you got involved in politics, but you did. And you and Daniel both.
You did it. You did it, Donnie. You influenced me. It was you.
Me?
And it goes way back to the Clintons. When you got me to watch the Clinton Chronicles, that's when that was many, many years ago.
Yeah, that was a long
and
time
that's
ago.
And when And I couldn't believe it, the stuff that I was hearing.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. It's tough. It is tough to listen to sometimes and go, where in the hell, how didn't I know that? Why aren't they reporting this? And then you start digging a little more and you know why they're not.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
before
I forget, on CNN has interviewed two people that take, they want the Chris Cuomo's job. There's two people. Now, you got to guess who those two people are. And I'll just say, one's a liar, got fired. He was an anchor. He got fired for lying. And the other guy got fired from every sports job he had. And he was also, he did the news at MSNBC. And he is a freak. And they're both, they called them in, both of them, to interview for the job. Now you figure out who I'm talking about. And I know you know.
It wouldn't be Chris Wallace.
Exactly what they would want? liars.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's exactly what they would want.
Well, they're going back, you know, instead of getting rid of these people that they got now that suck, they're going to, these guys, even worse. These are, it's terrible. And what are they doing at CNN, man? They're nuts. But you guys got to figure it out. One MSNBC right before Rachel, Rachel Maddow.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't watch TV, so I don't know.
She used to come on and sub for him when he'd take a day off if she would do his show. And next thing you know, she got the show behind him. And he used to work at ESPN, and, oh, man, he got fired. He's just a blowhard. Nobody liked working with him. And he threw such a fit at MSNBC, they fired him. But he hates Trump. And if you voted for Trump, you're a Nazi. And the other guy was an NBC anchor man. And he was in Vietnam? Well, no. Maybe it was Iraq, or I think it might have been Iraq. And he was shot at and all this other horseshit, which was a lie. And they fired him, took his anchor job away from him. And a year later, a year and a half later, they hired him at MSNBC.
Brian Williams.
Right, there you go. Williams, yeah. That's one.
Him, huh?
That's got one.
Oh, yeah? Now, oh, wait a minute. Somebody's coming to mind, but I'm forgetting. Oh, wait a minute. Because it was around the same time Brian Williams was.
Mm.
Oh, shit. I forget. I don't watch TV, so I have no idea who these anchors are.
Wow. I'm not going to tell you. Anyway, thing is, I'm trying to, they're interviewing people that are even worse than the people they have on there now. And why in the hell would you do that if you wanted to be legit? I don't get it. I thought maybe you smart people could tell me. But of course not.
All right. Mute yourself.
How about Overbite? Okay. Everybody called him Overbite.
Oh. Overton? I think his name was.
Overbite?
Overbite.
Yeah.
Are you almost headed,
I know what you're
Joe.
Talking about. He always used to get into fits after a while.
Oh,
always ranting and raving. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, there you go. That's him.
I forget the guy's name. Eh.
A lot of people fit that description, though.
True. You're absolutely right there. Uh-huh.
Are you talking about Keith Olbermann?
Yes, dear. Thank you.
I said Olbermann.
You said Overbite.
You said Overbite, you Overbite. I said Olbermann.
All right. Yeah. But anyway, those two are—they're interviewing for Chris Cuomo's job.
Hmm. Oh, speaking of not Chris Cuomo, but his brother. How about that brother of his getting off the hook? Huh? Had 12 allegations against him for sexual harassment, at least sexual harassment, and was accused of killing the people in the nursing homes. And look. Be there. All of a sudden, all the charges are dropped.
My.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a Democrat.
Yeah, aren't the Cuomos like part of the Rockefeller family or something? Pretty sure they're part of the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds. I can't remember which. Pretty sure Rockefeller. But I'm pretty sure they're in that family. And that's why they're protected.
What were you going to say, Donnie?
Hell if I know now. That's fine.
No, I don't think they're part of the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds, but I may be wrong about that, Lori. But if they are, that would surprise me.
Yeah, Kathy Soros is hooked up with somebody. Kathy, who was it?
Chelsea Clinton married one of Soros's nephews, and Adam Schiff's sister was married to one of Soros's relatives. So they all mix and marry. They keep it amongst themselves. You know, like I've heard that Zuckerberg, he is a Rothschild. You know, I know she's talking about doing a show on Facebook, and Daniel and I saw a video that the CIA invented Facebook and gave it to Zuckerberg to run it
because he did a show last week show she did was about this. I'm going to listen to it when we're done. Because she does a lot of investigation. She's very good at what she does. So I will be checking that out.
Who is this? What show is this?
Suzette. Suzette Live.
Oh, Suzette did the show on that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, last week or 2 weeks ago, one or the other.
Yeah, I have it open in a tab from the link in the chat.
Right. I'm going to check that out. Now, our girl had a stroke, so she's not as quick as she once was, but she's getting there. She sounded pretty good tonight.
And
she sounded
excellent. Did.
She has a great voice. She sounded like she was I would never tell that she had a stroke. She sounded crisp and clear and speaks better than I do.
She's definitely, she's good. She's got a very professional show and very well put together. And she does her homework.
She is organized. That's right. And before I forget it, I didn't mean to not include Cinnamon. I want to give Cinnamon some time so that I don't rush her when we do go off the air. I want to give her as much time as she wants in order to make any kind of last words.
Yeah, go ahead.
About aliens, or
tell them how great I am. Go ahead, just get it over
with. No, that take a second. Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's
take
a
two
given.
Seconds and
that's like old news.
I know it is, but you know, some people like to hear it. I don't want to hear it anymore, but some people like to hear it. You know.
Name one.
Oh, I don't want to give names out.
Give me five names.
Give me five names. Oh my God, that was funny. We still get a kick out of that, don't we?
Give me five names.
Can you tell? Well, after Cinnamon, has Lori met this guy? Just five. Give me five nine.
Yeah,
name guy.
I think so. If he's the same, Donnie, isn't that guy the same guy that would talk about kissing or using your tongue to go up one's anal canal? Is that the same guy?
Yeah, that's
no,
same
no,
guy.
No,
no,
is
yeah,
it
is.
The lick your own asshole guy.
Lick right that guy. Yeah, she met him.
Can you bend over and lick your own asshole? Yeah, that dude.
Yeah.
I think this was for the guy that called in. He's from Nebraska. The guy that I had to, I muted him. He stayed on for quite a while. I was going to go back to him, but, you know, he couldn't.
Oh, no, me and Lori talked about him. I'm sorry, Cinnamon, to interrupt. But
great. And if
seconds.
He was listening that whole time, you know he's going to call into my show on Sunday and infect me. So
remember,
I'm going to have to make a note of that phone number.
Remember when you and I talked? Laurie, remember when you and I talked about him, how he said the guy actually would wait 15 minutes before he got connected, and then he would start talking and act like a normal guy for another 15 minutes. And then he would say, can you bend over and lick your ass?
Yeah, he would always, he almost knew it was coming because he would be talking like rationally about stuff, and then all of a sudden he's like, well, I have a question for you. Like you would preface it with that almost every time. Well, I have a question for you, and it's like I almost learned, like, okay, here it comes, you know.
Yeah, here comes drive-by city. Sorry, Sin. I'm sorry to interrupt. What were you going to say?
Oh, you were fine. I didn't have anything to say.
Okay.
So you guys taking more of my time.
All right. Yeah, well, that moron with them. He's not. I don't think he's Donnie. I don't think he's the five. Give me the five names guy. I think that was the guy
he
that called. The guy, the five names guy, is the one who called Jeannie a bitch. Remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then give me five names. Oh my gosh, everything was.
I
five.
Love that. Oh, that was funny.
I did too. I enjoyed it.
Oh, you, me, and Kathy and Daniel, we laughed our asses off. Give me five. You know, so you don't like, what, so you don't like Trump? Give me five names of people who are better than Trump. Give me five names. And we fucking cracked up. What are you talking about, dude?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Give me five names.
Wasn't he that nationalist? Wasn't he with some nationalist
that's
group?
That's the one.
Yeah.
He's the one who wanted to kick ass. He's the one that Bianchi wanted to get into a fight with and open up a black hand and move past too.
Oh, Lord. Bianchi and his fight.
I know. Oh, anger.
Oh, my goodness.
Anger. Oof. Anger problems.
I think Donnie.
If it was on my show, I would have probably been like, Bianchi, go get him. You have the floor. Let's just sit back and, have the popcorn ready.
That's right.
Donnie, you ended up muting him or something, didn't you? I think you did.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wouldn't shut up. He just kept on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Eventually,
so I had to. But then Joe did a show and let him have the whole show.
I knew that was coming. I knew it was coming. As soon as you said that, Cat, and so didn't you mute him, Donnie? And then I knew Donnie was waiting just to say, yeah.
No.
And then he came back.
That's okay. That's okay, Joe. That's all right. You told me, Bianchi, to shut up. Let this Nazi go ahead and talk. And he did for the good 45 minutes.
Right. That's right. That's exactly what I said, Donnie. I said, everybody shut up so my favorite
gone,
Nazi.
Hold on.
So
when
my
the guy
favorite
gone,
Nazi can have
the
entire
gone,
rest of the show. That's
Joe,
what I said.
Okay, Bianchi,
right.
Donnie,
hey,
you guys
what happened
talk
to
now?
Not talking over each other? Take your turns.
Yeah. Joe.
Relax, Lori. I'll handle
it.
Thank you.
You're failing in your duties, husband.
No,
so
I'm not. No, I'm not, because I'm talking over Donnie myself.
Now, this guy went up to some protest in Wisconsin, and they took their Nazi flags with them. Do you remember that?
No, it wasn't that. They were against Nazis. They supposedly kicked some Nazis' asses because they wanted to make sure. Oh, I'm so you're right, Kat. No, they were the Nazis and they wanted to kick the communist ass. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you all don't mind, may I have a turn?
Oh well,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Is that?
Please, I'm tired of hearing them.
Donnie, mute her.
My pleasure.
Yeah,
Adrian.
Basically, all I want to say is that I'm thankful that there's a show that you can listen to. You can have a voice. You listen to various different opinions and viewpoints. We should all be able to do that. We may not agree, but we should be able to accept others' points of view. And I find out that on this show, I've never had an issue.
I haven't either.
Except for in the beginning. Where my dear friend, my sleeping partner, started out calling me a liberal, and I had to correct you. Yes, that was you. And I had to correct you and tell you don't put a tag on me. My name was Adrian.
I remember.
You remember?
No, I remember. Sure.
Did Joe try to put you in a box?
Oh, yes. And Don got a little afraid because Don said, oh, no, don't do that because she'll get with you.
Yeah, she'll get with you in a minute. In a hot minute.
If you notice, I haven't done that in a long time, Adrian.
No, that was the only time you did it. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated that because you had to catch yourself. Yeah, you did. So, but it was good. It's okay. Like I say, I really appreciate listening to all the different opinions, all the different topics that come up, and that we can have, everybody can have their point of view. Mm-hmm. That is the one thing that I appreciate. Because a lot of times it makes us think in a different direction than what we were thinking.
Yes.
Yeah, everything is written in stone, as a lot of people think that it is.
Right.
So
I think, too, that we need to show respect to someone no matter what their opinion is.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Respect them. Respect them for their opinion.
One thing for sure, you can call into this show. And just like the UAW show, you might have a difference of opinion, but you will be treated with respect as long as you give respect. Don't call
That's
in,
right.
jump in and call
yes,
in names.
Respect
and all.
Is always mutual.
That's right.
Yeah, we haven't heard from the lady and her children.
The lady and her children?
Oh, gosh.
Well.
It was
there
Adrian
was
called.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
You know,
Adrian was on the UAW show dropping F-bombs.
Oh, okay.
And some lady called in, and she has kids, and she just was so disappointed with Adrian dropping F-bombs.
No, that was me.
I know.
On your show. It wasn't on the UAW.
I know.
No one called
on
there.
Joe, come here.
It was on
fun.
This show.
Follow me, Joe.
But nobody.
Follow me.
Okay. I vote Donnie gets off out of the jungle. This is Survivor. This is talk show Survivor. And I vote to get Donnie out of the island. He goes off the island. All right. Who follows me on that? All right. So that was a long time ago. Remember, Adrian?
Yeah.
He goes, I have children. Oh, good God.
Yeah,
let me put Laurie up to speed on that. What happened was about a year ago, we were having a normal show, and this woman calls in, and I was dropping F-bombs, and some other people were, but primarily myself. And she didn't like the opinions I had, and she was using that. Well, this gentleman is using profanity, and I have children. And I almost felt like saying, who gave a fuck? I think somebody said politely, well, why don't you take your children out of the room?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
honey,
like
you were
either.
Dropping F-bombs? Oh,
he was
not
fired.
Not me, baby, but
night.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
But it is an adult show.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And or for mature listeners and speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Profanity, those are just words. So
yeah.
if you get offended by profanity, I know that your ears are constantly ringing.
Mm-hmm. Now,
because you don't live in a bubble.
No.
It was crazy.
If her three-year-old came up to her and said, hey, Ma, you're a cunt, I understand. Okay, you can be a little upset. But that didn't
right.
happen. That didn't happen. None of that crap. She just wanted to call in, and she didn't.
Yeah.
She didn't like
Freak
Joe.
Havoc.
Yeah.
I mean,
like
to me, everything in moderation, right? I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, you discredit yourself when like every single word is a swear word.
Yeah.
Almost like you can't speak without swearing. But when it's appropriate, then and it's you should be fine. I don't see the big deal.
Well, I told the lady we didn't like Joe either, and that calmed her down a little bit.
Yeah, that calmed her down a little bit, and she said I could tell that, and I said I didn't give a fuck. So that helped the situation, I'm sure.
Oh, man.
So, Donnie, you told her that y'all didn't like Joe either.
Yeah.
That's right.
One of them liked him. I don't even know how he got on the damn show.
Yeah. Right. Who is he? Who is Joe?
How did I ever allow this dude in?
Right. I don't know how he snuck in here.
And tonight, Cinnamon was working because she called in on her way home. And she started dropping F-bombs. Remember that? I said, Cinnamon. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, and then she started F-bombing.
I
don't remember that.
Fussing about where she worked, they didn't get hazard pay. Remember that? She was mad.
I don't remember that. Is that right? Yeah.
Was she mentally anguished by the use of the F word while listening?
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
And then,
don't do that.
And yet I'm the one that played I'm the one that played for you guys last night that called in the versatility of the word fuck.
Oh, by the way, you hung up on me last night.
I did not.
I was gone. Somebody hung up on me.
That was everybody.
I know, I didn't.
At the same time.
I didn't hang up on anybody.
Then I called back.
No, I said that was.
Happened again.
Oh, yeah? That's Block Talk fucking with us again.
I think so. I know it wasn't.
It is sad.
Remember, we talked about that because I got hung up on when I was co-hosting on Doll's show on Friday night. I got hung up on three times, and then I finally asked her, okay, hang up on me. Because the weird difference was, as I got the recording, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. You know, when it's a connection issue on my end, I never get that recording. But when I'm hung up on the host's end or Blog Talk's end, then that's when the recording happens. And so I deliberately had Doll hang up on me to see if I got that same recording, and sure enough. So, you know, three times I was hung up on in mid-sentence. And I know for a fact I did not hang up on anybody last night. The only thing I did last night is I did mute while I played a clip because we were getting feedback and everything. So I muted everybody and then played the clip and then unmuted everybody that was there, right? But I didn't hang up on anybody last night, period.
What?
And I can attest to that, to like, you know, I'm telling the truth here. I did not hang up on anybody.
That happens. That happens sometimes on Blog Talk.
Lorianne, you aren't as old as any of us. I mean, you're dealing with a bunch of people that are a hair shy of having dementia. Most of us can't remember what we say anyway.
Speak for yourself.
Certainly not.
Well, I'm kind of getting there myself. Like, my memory, I mean, I've probably smoked pot for way too long, so, like, my memory really sucks, too. So, I can relate, like, really.
There you
like, go. I notice it more
and
more.
The rest of us. We call it having senior
I'm 49
moment.
Now. I just turned 49, so I'm getting there, you know.
I got
my mind isn't as young as it was when 30 years ago either.
And those senior moments that we experience are happening way too often.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
Oh, yeah. I stashed a pack of cigarettes, like as an emergency pack of cigarettes somewhere, probably a year ago. And I know, I remember hiding that pack of cigarettes somewhere. And I still sometimes go on a mission to try to find out Where the hell did I hide that pack of cigarettes? I just want to know where it is. Like,
you put it away so you'd be sure and know where it is when you need it.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's an emergency. I'm out of cigarettes. I need an emergency pack. That's why I hit it.
Wow.
And I swear to God, it was over a year ago, and I still have yet to find it.
Don't ever try to smoke one of those cigarettes.
You just can't fret the small stuff, Lori. That's small potatoes right there.
What'd you say, Adrian? Didn't hear you.
I told her don't ever try to smoke one of those cigarettes if she finds that pack.
Yeah.
Okay, it'll be stronger than any joint you've ever smoked in your life. Okay? Because the only place that you could have put them that you could smoke them later, or years later, is in the freezer.
Hmm.
I could tell you, I did that.
Put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
Now, cinnamon,
when I quit smoking,
years ago.
When I quit smoking, I put a pack of cigarettes in the freezer.
Hmm.
And I quit smoking for 3 years.
Good for
you. My family got to acting a fool. I asked my husband for a cigarette because he was still smoking. And I asked him for a cigarette, and he told me no.
Uh-oh.
And I told him to kiss my ass. I don't need you to give me a cigarette because I got a whole pack in the freezer.
Oh, Lord.
And that kept me from driving the 50 miles from my house down to Detroit to see my family and possibly cuss them out, box them out, whatever I had to do.
Years ago, Cinnamon did a commercial for Forever Green, and it was, they grow medical marijuana and things like that. And she did the commercial, so every other day, it seemed like, but at least once a week, somebody would come by and hand me a joint or loosely in a baggie. And I throw it in my bag, and to this day, because we don't smoke, but to this day, we still have that crap in there, and I bet you like that sucker. It would torch you. It would be gone, boy.
Well, does it get better the older it gets or what?
I have no idea. I'm not going to
even know how you store it.
We just left it in a baggie. A couple of baggies in there. And Cinnamon got her hair cut the other day. I know. I'm a couple of days older than she is. When she came home, I swear to God, I thought she was going to sell me Girl Scout cookies. I said, that's it. I said, girl, you're growing your hair out. I don't give a damn how it bugs you. God damn, she looks so damn much younger than me.
She is.
Yeah, I know she is, but boy, you give her a haircut and look out. She'll be skipping down the road with her brownie suit on. Oh, my God. I remember before we got married, I took her to my friend was the president of the Barron's Motorcycle Club, and they did good work for charities and things. So I took her. I went to pick her up. And she had these 34 double D's swinging. I said, you ain't wearing that. She said, oh, yeah, why? What's wrong? I said, it's a biker's party. Get together. You're going to get me killed because I'm going to have to defend you. Oh, it won't be that bad. I got her out of there when the girls started getting on the tables with their tops off. I got her out of there, and I said, don't ever do that. People were staring, and one of my friends came, not close friends.
You predicted a future you did not want her to be involved in.
I predicted a future I didn't want to be in the hospital, too. And anyway, but this guy came, oh, this must be your daughter. Oh, and he entered. No, it's not my daughter.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, it's the truth. Everybody thought she was my kid.
I knew that was coming.
Well, you know
well,
what?
Well, she is a few years. She is a few years younger, Donnie. And besides
two or
that,
three
when a woman says, yeah, only by a few months, sure. And when a woman says, you know, nothing will happen. Don't worry about it. When they look provocative, they're the same women who go, I'm up here. My eyes are up here. Don't look there. My eyes are up here.
And get pissed at you for looking at her tits. Exactly right.
Right.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
These things are sticking out, and there's nothing but two humps.
Yeah,
that look like a mountain.
You don't use a push-up bra and a low-cut shirt and have your tits like totally practically sticking out and then expect people not to look at them like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. And what are you going to look at? I mean, hello.
Daniel.
Your nipple. How are you doing? I mean, Cinnamon?
Yeah.
Is Daniel still on here?
Cinnamon, are you here? I don't know.
Daniel.
Who?
Daniel.
She's asking
Daniel.
About Daniel.
Oh.
Oh, he's
that kills me, though, when a woman says, look up here, and they got cleavage from here to China. And you're going, what? Yeah, I'll look up there as soon as I finish looking down there, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I've seen that before. I've seen that happen before. Wow. Yeah. Oh, God. It just bothers me.
That
yeah,
is. That
I've
is bothersome when they do that.
Offer.
You
I've
there's...
never told anybody off for looking.
What?
I said, I've never told anybody off for looking.
No. But you almost got me killed.
I did not.
Okay. All right. I know these parties.
When they started doing the table dancing, we left. I didn't argue with you.
I had to grab you by your hair and pull you out of there because you were liking everybody checking your tits out. I'm going, this ain't going to happen.
Oh, Mr. Caveman.
Raving everybody saying, I'll see you later, man. I worked with a lot of these guys, too. You know, I'll see you. Goodbye, Mrs. Tits. Oh, God, yeah. They
yeah.
Oh.
Okay,
ooh.
It wasn't quite that so bad.
Oh. Well, if it was that bad, you got to give him credit for restraint, you know? Because if he's taking you out of there and he's hearing goodbye, Mrs. Tit, husbands do not want to hear that shit.
I wasn't her husband, though. That's the problem. I said, do I want to live my life through this crap? I don't know.
Folks, I've got to go. Yeah. I got to go do some caretaking.
All right,
yeah.
Baby.
All right. Enjoy
Tommy
the show, everybody, tonight.
Okay. I'm glad you came, Kat.
Tommy, good night.
Home on Thursday,
don't forget
sweetie.
To get
take care
you
of
some
yourself.
Rest too,
Kat.
Okay.
Yeah, take care
enjoyed
of your mom.
It.
And,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I've
got to go.
Take care, Kat.
I will.
Sorry,
thank
baby.
You so much.
Have
all
a right. good night.
All right, take care.
Bless
man.
You. Hi. Have a great night. Sweet dreams. So I do have a story. My Aunt Carolyn, before she died, and I visited her a couple of years, you know, about almost 3 years ago now, she reminded me of a story when my cousin Melanie, who is also rest in peace, the first time I went to California to visit my Aunt Carolyn and my grandma, Kellett, was staying with her in California. My cousin Melanie is my closest in age on that side of the family by 3 years.
Laurie,
so 3 years older.
Laurie, hold up. Laurie.
Yep.
Excuse me. Adrian, could you put yourself on mute, please? I think that's you. I'm getting feedback. Go ahead, Laurie.
Oh, perfect. All right. Thank you. Yeah, I was hearing the feedback, too. I didn't know if it was me or not, though. So this is the first time I go down to California. It's my cousin Melanie. She's 3 years older than me. And she's the only one to go with me to Universal Studios. And I was about, 14, I think. And so she was 17 and had her license and whatnot. And she's a little thing, you know. She's a little thing. She didn't have much for boobs or anything, just wearing tank top or whatever, and we're in line at Universal Studios to ride one of the rides. I think it was Back to the Future, if I remember right, or Magic Mountain, can't remember. Anyway, she, you know, so we're standing there, and this dude is trying to, you know, hit on her and stuff, and I recognized it. And she was trying to, like, you know, politely brush him off because she wasn't interested, but he kept trying. And but every time he talked to her, he was looking at her chest. And she's not very big busted. Like, you know, I had bigger tits than her. And, you know, and I was 3 years younger. And yet, you know, when he was talking to her, he was constantly looking down her chest. And like I said, she wasn't wearing anything too revealing, just normal tank top, you know. And so, like, you know, finally, my cousin is trying to, like, politely brush him off. And then finally I just spoke up and I'm like, dude, her eyes are up here and she's not interested. Don't you get it? Just shoo, go away. You know, and, and my cousin was laughing and she told my aunt about this story. And that's what I mean, like, when I visited my aunt, my aunt told me about my cousin Melanie telling her about that story and, and how I, like, spoke up for her because I'm like, this dude's a fucking pervert and he wasn't getting the hint. Like, she's trying to, like, okay, yeah, you know, we're just going to go over here and, you know, and this guy just kept pushing and he kept just looking at her chest and I'm like, you know, I'm no dummy. I've been around perverts before, you know, and so I finally was the one to speak up. But I felt protective because, like I said, my cousin, she was a little thing. You know, she's like maybe 5'1", you know, and I'm like 5'9" at the time and, you know, or whatever, and close to 5'10". And so I kind of felt protective of my cousin Melanie. But my cousin Melanie remembered that and told my aunt about that. And my aunt always kind of like, you know, she's like, my aunt didn't really know me back then because she was in California and I was in Minnesota and didn't really grow up, you know, seeing each other very often or anything. Right. And it was after that story that my aunt Carolyn was like, I knew I liked you. When Melanie told me that story, you basically stuck up for her.
Very good. I like that. That's good. Oh, man. You women.
Oh, yeah. When we're sisters. You know, because I had to, I mean, you know, I grew up fast. I mean, I had boobs by fourth grade. I mean, so, you know. Even
Jesus
though I was younger
Christ.
Than my cousin, you know.
Yeah. God, age of 9.
By sixth grade, I was like 5'8", and then by about eighth grade, that's when I was about 5'9½". Yeah.
Cinnamon kept saying, "Mom, they want me to play football." There was a reason for that, honey. And you weren't playing
yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was really strong. I was lifting weights next to the football team in like ninth grade. And they're like, holy shit, you need to be on the football team. Because I was like, you know, I was really muscular at one point. I mean, I was like right there, yeah. They were like, shit, you know.
Yeah, but that's not what he's talking
football.
About, Lauren. That's not what he's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I know, but no,
cinnamon.
I'm just saying.
Oh, right. Yeah. I mean, for the way you describe cinnamon, nobody would be tackling the football. What
nope,
oh,
I think
okay,
Cinnamon
so
would be probably right up that alley as far as defending somebody like that, you know. But, yeah, like I said, though, I might, you know, if I dressed up in, you know, low-cut shirt and boobs all popping out, like, when you dress like that, you got to, you know, that's got to be the intent is to show them off. You know what I'm saying? It's like you don't
is.
Dress like that if you're not going to be showing them off. I know.
You
I've gone
not.
Out to nightclubs. I've got boobs. You know, I wore slinky outfits and I didn't, you know.
A woman can be provocative you know. Without showing off a lot of cleavage.
Well, yeah. You know, but, you know, I didn't. It's not like I wore a tight corset or anything that barely shows my nipple, but, tighter outfits that accentuate them.
I wasn't
and,
talking about you specifically. I'm talking about women in general. Women know when they're provocative. Women know when they're sexy. And women know that when they're wearing And this is something women don't realize. Men generally don't like to take a look a long time at a woman showing off a lot of cleavage. I'm not talking about their women. I'm talking about women in general because it makes them look slutty. We like
what
to have things left to our imagination.
What
I'm talking about
a lot of cleavage.
When you see the line of demarcation, when that bust line is very, very visible from the neck down to about halfway down through the chest, that's a lot of cleavage unnecessary to take a look at. I'm not talking about big boobs. I'm talking about exposing the skin a lot. It's just not something which, yeah, we'll look at it, but we would rather take a look at a woman who leaves something to the imagination.
Okay. In my mind, I'm thinking about a wide V-neck that's somewhat low.
Yeah. And that's why wet T-shirt contests are so popular.
They're nice.
And thin
yeah.
white shirts, because it leaves so much to the imagination.
Well, it does. It's hidden underneath the fabric.
Not really.
But, no, I mean, it's hidden underneath the fabric. So you do have, you know, a good view, but you also have to use your imagination. But when women are just showing off, not because a woman, again, has nice big boobs. That's fine. You got them. God bless you. But when you just say, here they are, and then when a man looks at him, you say, up here, my eyes are up here. You know, you got to think of the woman.
Well, yeah, I totally get it. You know, I totally get it. Yeah. You know, if you're going to dress that way, if you're going to wear attire that accentuates them purposely, then the whole reason is to get people looking. And not just men either, girls. You know.
Yeah,
you
I
want
agree.
Other women to look at them and go, damn, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
You want everybody focused on them. It's not even just on men. But, yeah, and then if you're going to turn around and, like, criticize people for staring at your boobs that you're completely accentuating by what you're wearing, then, it's like if that wasn't the expected result, then, you know, what kind of idiot are you, you know?
That
I've never
criticized anybody.
What's that,
Cinema? I said I've never criticized anybody.
No, I never heard you say, but what Joe said, I've heard a million. I heard so many times. Why are they looking at my boobs? Well, only thing not showing is that nipple.
That's it.
So, I mean, the equivalent is, okay, if you're a man with a decent-sized penis and balls, and you decide to wear, like, a tight-fitting Speedo without any underwear or anything underneath it, and it's basically just outlining your whole form.
Right.
You can't really blame anybody for staring at it.
No,
you can't.
Right. No, you're
right. Looking at my dick that I'm totally like, you know.
Yeah.
There's no way you cannot not look at it. You know.
Yeah. You're right.
And there's guys like that. They're like, I got a big dick. I'm going to show it off. I'm not going to wear underwear. I got my Speedos on. I'm going to ride my bike and... You know, you can literally see his jollies dingling as he's doing it and not expect people to look or notice. Okay, come on now. Yeah.
Jollies?
You know.
Joe, did you know they were jollies? You know, when your jollies are dingling?
Yeah. Yeah.
When your jollies are dingling, yeah.
You know, speaking about supposedly big dicks. Have you guys now, I've heard this, I took a look, I couldn't see it. When Michelle Obama appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and and supposedly when she was dancing, that her dingling was flying back and forth, I didn't see it.
I did. I've got that tape. Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to have to take another look at it, because I am.
There's one where she's in a red pantsuit, and I heard Dinky's a lot bigger than mine, I'll tell you that. If that's what it looks like, that's what it is. There's no question about it. I don't know what it is, but it looks like it could be a penis. And there's two pictures, one of her with dancing, and then this other one where she's just kind of standing there. And they looked about the same size, and I'm going, my what? God, there's got to be something in her wardrobe that is doing that, but I don't know. But how about when Joan Rivers said the reporter asked her about the first, transgender or whatever the hell. Oh, we already got that, Michelle, or
yeah,
and then
right.
Barack. First gay president. Well, we already got that, too. We're all set. And she wasn't making a joke either. She just kept walking. She just popped that right out of her mouth.
Yeah. Well, how many times has she appeared on Ellen's show? It's more than one. Maybe I missed the one where she forgot to wear a cup.
Oh, you've got a computer. All you have to do is type it in because it's there, and you'll see
it. I'll take a look because that's what
I heard. There should be one in red and one, I think, it's like a khaki-looking color. I don't know. But, yeah, it does look like
she's if Michelle Obama is really a man-she, then why not just come out with it? It's not like we're in a time where that's even a big deal anymore. You know what I mean?
If any time, this would be the time that you could come out and nobody would think a thing about it.
Exactly.
That's true now, but back then when he was the first black president, and all of a sudden, let's say about a year later, even less,
a first man.
Yeah, that's right. That would be one.
Maybe
firestorm.
People can swallow it then.
No pun intended. No pun intended, of course. Yeah.
I got my attention. Jesus. Yeah, I don't.
Well, kiddies, it is past 12. So if you guys want to stay up,
I'm hitting it, baby.
Okay.
I'm going with you.
I would imagine everybody else is,
okay,
too.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay, fine.
Hubby's ready for bed. Everybody's ready for bed. Here I am. Yeah. It's only 9:07 my time, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah,
you
she's on the West Coast. She's on the West Coast. Yep.
Yeah. She's a West Coaster.
Yep.
All right, guys. I want to thank all of you for coming. And what can be a good topic for the next? Guys, think of an interesting topic you'd like to discuss.
All of you guys have an assignment. Watch Next.
Okay.
If you can find it on a streaming service, watch the episodes of Next that I talked about, the TV show. It was on Fox. It's the one that got canceled because it was so realistic about a rogue AI. And if you watch it, you'll see what I mean. That's your assignment. And if we talk AI, then we can talk about Sophia. We can talk about...
hold on. What's the name?
I can go on all kinds of different rabbit holes on...
Well, what's
subject.
The name of the show again?
Next. N-E capital X-T. Google search N-E-X-T TV show. And it's about an AI. And if you have Amazon Prime or, somewhere's got to have it. It's only like 10 episodes. Because like I said, it got canceled after only its like third episode. But they played out the remaining that they already filmed and never,
right.
And like I said, it's really, really realistic.
Okay.
We got AI from Lori. Who else wants to make a suggestion before we leave?
You don't like my suggestion, so I won't suggest.
Sure we do. Go ahead. Come on, Donnie. Go ahead.
Debbie does Dallas.
Okay. Debbie does Dallas. Voting once. Voting twice. Okay.
I know of it, but I am not an expert, so.
No, that's why you should watch it again.
Adrian, what about you?
I don't have a suggestion.
No, no. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No, because I can't do homework. I've got too many other things that I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
so
Adrian.
We've got AI. Debbie does Dallas. Cinnamon, what would you? Oh, climate change was one of your suggestions last time. What about now?
Yeah. No, I'm still in for the my big thing on the climate change is the chemtrails and HAARP.
Okay. All right.
Those are the two things that they work together. I won't go into all of it. But yeah.
All right. So that's okay. So that's something we can think about, or I can think, whoever will be the host of the next show for Donnie. Think about those topics.
And that's another show idea, actually. Geoengineering, HARPA, weather modification, which chemtrails are a part of weather, the whole big picture as far as weather modification goes. That's just a part of it. Like, that's a whole other show right there.
I got so mad. Saturday night, it was an awesome night. It was nice and warm on Saturday. It hit almost 80 degrees. And the weather people said it would be the perfect night for stargazing also because the sky was going to be clear.
Uh-huh.
And come and find out, I get out of work, so I'm looking up, I'm checking out, and it is all freaking clouded over. And I remember when I went out for my cigarette break that I saw the big stripes in the sky.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I've been known to flip planes off before.
Oh, yeah.
God, those goddamn chemtrails.
I'm the crazy old lady in the backyard screaming at the sky.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
You used to call me, you look outside, or take a picture and send it to me. Yeah, three or four times a week, seemed like, yeah. You definitely heard.
And I've got a video. It was on my old computer, and I transferred it over to the new computer, and I can't find it. But I had the perfect video. There was two planes in the sky. They were both going the same direction. One was just behind the other one. So the first plane that was ahead had a regular contrail. You know, so it was just a little bit coming off the plane, and it was disappearing. And the one that was following behind had a goddamn chemtrail, then went all the way to the horizon.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I know.
And that was the perfect video. And just anytime somebody said, crap, I could... No, watch this.
And that would have been nice for you to have taken that, because it would have shown the comparison between what a real plume is behind the normal jet and the real chemtrail behind the jet. And you can take a look at them side by side and say, see, you can't deny this anymore. Look.
Yeah. I've got it somewhere. I just cannot find this stupid thing.
Nah.
It must have computer and deleted it.
You know, if you do find it, I'd like for you to put it up on YouTube because I'd like to see it myself.
Oh, yeah. I'm still mad I can't find that one.
No, I know. No. Be quiet. Just get it out of your mind, honey. Because if you don't, I'm going to have one miserable night. Thank you, Joe.
Well, I always like to participate in anything that was going to help you with your porno hub and anything else like that.
I appreciate the porno hub. I forgot about that.